The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The regular season's almost gone, and the Clay County teams find themselves in different situations. Matt Walker and his Lady Dogs are 16-8 and have won five straight games, while Rob Edwards and the Dogs are 9-13 and have dropped 8 of their last 11. The squads come tonight to Lafayette with one group hoping to keep the good times rolling and the other hoping for the winds of change to blow. Standing in the way of those hopes are Caitlin Thompson and Mike Owens, who have their squads in similar shape. The Tigerettes are 17-7 and have won 6 of the last 8, while the Tigers are 8-17 and have lost 8 of their last 9. We're here for Clay County and Macon County on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the CarQuest pregame show and our 16th broadcast of Bulldog Basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network this season. For the seventh time this year, we're on the road with the teams. I'm Daniel Strong here to describe the action for you as it unfolds. Joe Sims and Doug Strong will join me throughout the broadcast. With me now is a man who's here to check off a first as we broadcast deep in our seventh year of Bulldog Basketball. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, and for the first time coming live from the gym here at Macon County High School, he's Thomas Weaver.
Thanks for that kind introduction, Daniel. You're right. We've seen a few games here, but never broadcasted one. Very fortunate where we're set up.
Oh, yeah.
Table in place.
Great spot right here, right above the benches and the scorers table. And strange to think, you know, this is basically an annual contest. We have called them in Joe Sims' gym, but never over here. Glad to be here.
We are, and, you know, this is our last regular season road trip, but we got plenty coming up in the postseason, and I expect another twin bill of competitive games tonight. These Macon County teams are no slouches, you know, and Clay County's playing up tonight.
Yeah, 100%. Triple-A squads, similar records in the girls' teams and in the boys' teams, but anytime you're playing a Triple-A opponent, it's a little tougher.
But we wouldn't be here in Lafayette, Tennessee, without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, so we hear a lot of people ask what they can do to help support us, and that's by going and supporting all the people and the businesses that support the Horizon Sports Network. So let them know how much you appreciate them making these broadcasts free for our viewers and listeners. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope you'll also pick up a copy of the paper next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But the paper's out, and this game was after press time. So we'll just summarize them. The Lady Dogs ground out a win over the Lady Blue Devils Tuesday night, where they were in control throughout, though the girls from Jackson County made them earn every bit of their 44-31 victory, where Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock both had 12 points. Maddie Hayes, 10. Ella Eads, 5. Baylor Walden, 3. And Natalie Smith, 2, Daniel.
Yeah, it's a hard-fought contest, but turned out the way we needed it to.
And on the boys' side, the Blue Devils never gave the Dogs a chance as they dominated the paint early to go up by 15 by first quarter's end before cruising to the 76-51 victory. Nate Adams did have 22 points. Lance Burchett caught fire late with 19. Nolan Adams had 3. Cole Eads, 3. Weston Burwell, 2. And Hunter Buford, a big layup for 2 points for the senior.
Perfect storm in that game. Clay County down. Wyatt Browning is the starter. On top of that, Jackson County shot over 40% from behind three and shot 75% from two.
Not winning many of those, folks. We encourage you to pick up a copy of the newspaper next week for all things Clay County, including basketball. We'll have a special section in next week's paper previewing the District 7A tournament. They will also announce the MVPs and all the all district awards. So be sure to pick up a copy. We also ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Macon County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, going to do the Ashokan Strong Girls 7A update. Got the band playing in the house here in Macon County High School tonight. Makes it a little bit hard to hear, but now as they stop, maybe me and Coach Sims can converse a little about this Ashokan Strong Girls 7A update. So action that went on this past Tuesday, Pickett County making a statement, beat Gordonsville 98-25.
That was scary. We beat them 6, they beat them 73.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of was, you know, how in the world are we supposed to play with that bunch if we meet them again? But we can. We can if we do.
They only beat us 4 once, so, I mean, evidently Gordonsville didn't show up, and they did.
Also, Clark Range lost to Stone Memorial. Of course, Stone, a Triple-A team. It is overtime game. Final score 60-70. Clark Range has lost 6 out of their last 7 games.
Yeah, they've lost 5 in a row.
Yeah.
I dare say that's a first for Lamar, you know.
We know why. They're simply not as good as they have been.
Yeah, they played some good teams in there, you know. And of course, they lost to... I guess that one girl, because he's going to blame it on that one girl being hurt a little, you know. Like she didn't play against Van Buren. She played against us the next night, and I heard she didn't play against Pickett, and I don't know what she done another night. But they're down even with her, you know. They're just not
certainly,
good.
Certainly not where they used to be. And, of course, Clay County beat Jackson County Tuesday night 44-31. Got action going on tonight for all district teams. Got Pickett County hosting Red Bull and Springs. Not much to say about that one, probably.
They'll probably, you know, do whatever they want to do.
Of course, Clay County right here at Macon. Also, here's an interesting game right here. Gordonsville hosting Clark Range.
I said the other night, if they played against them like they did against us, you know, it's going to be a game. They could win. Who knows?
And that one actually has, it's pretty much set. That crazy things could happen. Looking at the standings, Pickett County is locked into first place.
Yeah.
It's 7-0. Clay County, we are not locked into second. Could end up in a tie with Clark Range. If Clark Range beats Gordonsville, we'll have to toss the coin on that. Of course, Clay County 5-3 in the district. Red Bull and Springs is locked into fourth place with their 2-5 record. Even if they finish 2-6 with a loss, they're going to be the 4 seed. Gordonsville locked into fifth place. So next week, Red Bull and Gordonsville in the play-in. Clark Range will be meeting Clay County in some form or fashion. One will be the 2, one will be the 3 in that semifinal game.
Right, yeah.
We'll have to, of course, I guess the semifinal would be next Friday over at Livingston, I think, is the way that schedule's set up. They'll fine-tune it tomorrow morning. Going to have the district coaches meeting.
Well, I thought it was Thursday girls, Friday Thursday boys.
Oh, that, okay, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
That's what it's been, Ben.
Playing games on Wednesday.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Take Wednesday off.
Yeah, they get a...
And then the semis. Gotcha. Okay, see you two. I should have just asked y'all. Well, folks, this girl's 7-day update has been brought to you by Ashog and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now to shift over into Tipsy's final take. Our last words, thoughts before tip-off that we get from Coach Sims about how Clay County can try to sweep the Tigerettes this year. Overtime win back on November the 28th in Salina, 54-53. A lot of time passed since November 28th.
Yeah, I don't really remember a whole lot about them. Jim Brown told me that they had improved during the year. You know, they're better now than they were early. So we played them really early, so I expect they'll be better. But, you know, if we'll play one of our better games, we'll still win, I think. But I think we got to play better than we did the Tuesday night against who we play? I forgot. Who did we play Tuesday night? Jackson County.
Jackson.
Yeah, we're totally dragging that game, I thought. But we need to clean it up a little, you know, what we did. Of course, they may not get all that help on Hallie like Jackson County did. She'll be a little freer to penetrate and shoot.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live from Macon County High School, outstanding rendition of the Star Spangled Banner being played by the Macon County High School marching band off to our right up in the upper section of the balcony. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. The Tigerettes of Macon County, home team tonight, wearing their white home jerseys, blue numerals on those. Their head coach, Caitlin Thompson, a 17-7 record this season. 5-1 in District 9 AAA play. They do ride a one-game losing streak into this contest. Starting four, Macon County. A junior, number 14, Layton Kirby. Sophomore, number 21, Kaylee Slayton. Sophomore, number 22, Katie Jo Shoulders. Senior, number 40, Cadence Walrund. And a junior, number 44, Natalie Green. The Lady Bulldogs of Clay County. Their head coach, Matt Walker, 8th season overall. 170 wins. The 76 losses, They got to text you 171 wins now after Tuesday night. 16-8 record this year, 5-3 in District 7A play. Riding a six-game win streak into tonight's contest. Clay County wearing those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Starting for Clay County, a senior number one, Maddie Hayes. Senior number two, Bella Ashlock. Senior number 21, Hallie Buford. Sophomore number 24, Ella Eads. And a junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Only one more regular season contest remains after tonight. That will come tomorrow night in Salina against Jellicoe. Special start time for that game. Girls game tips off tomorrow night at 5:30, 30 minutes earlier than normal, primarily due to Jellicoe having a pretty lengthy trip home. They're in the Eastern time zone, so they'll be leaving Joe Sims Gym around, you know, a little after 9 o'clock Central Time, which will be 10 o'clock already Eastern. It'll be after midnight by the time they get home. So 30 minutes can mean a whole lot late at night driving.
Yeah. Glad y'all told me that because I didn't know it.
I had heard earlier in the day and had forgotten. Thomas reminded me, and we wanted to make sure and announce it. And mostly wanted you to know, too. So.
Yeah.
Big one coming up here, non-conference action. Not really a rivalry anymore. These teams used to be pretty heated. Never has been a conference match. Even years ago, they were double A. But
we played them pretty much. I had a few years in there we didn't play them, but right every year I coached, we played them. And they were always good, too, pretty much.
Absolutely. A lot of banners hanging around this gym, just like there is back home in Salina for the ladies' basketball team.
Bad thing for them is they always won a lot of games, but they hardly ever got to the state tournament. I always thought they played a real easy schedule and you'd catch up with them in the region every year.
Macon County on the offensive control to start the contest. Shot goes up. Misses the backboard in the rim. Goes up and hits some of the structure above the backboard. It's blown dead. Clay County going to take over here.
It's going to be a big nine on the defensive end for Maddie Hayes. Natalie Green, the leading scorer in the last contest, had 18 in the paint, guys, and she's a capable post player down there.
Going to be a good matchup, like you say. A good test for Hayes.
Oh,
a nice little play there. Ashlock cannot complete on the shot from my block, though.
Well, that's a great design there on that play.
Tiger Ritz back with it. Kick inside to Slayton at the free throw line. She dribbles out to the wing where she's picked up by Ashlock. Slayton going to kick out top now into the hands of Shoulders. Shoulder works left, looks over to head coach Caitlin Thompson, gets the instructions. That'll be driven to the free throw line by Kirby and back down once more. Now inside to Green. Nearly a jump ball called here, coach. Finally
got
a ball.
Got one. Should almost got a walk.
You see, Coach Walker is going to give Hayes quite a bit of help. As soon as Greeny caught it, all five players in there.
Pretty effective trap. Ashlock now with it, going to drop the right side of the lane. Whistles blow. Foul called on the floor. Kirby called for the personal. First foul of the contest called. Hayes on the inbound, kicks to Eads now into Ashlock. Spinner in the paint. Good. Ashlock has been posting up more in these last couple contests. It looks really comfortable down there.
Well, yeah, she does.
Slow pace here for Leighton Kirby, the junior point guard. Now she puts it into motion, kicks it outside to Warren, who fires a three and knocks it down. Macon County in front, 3-2. 6:05 mark of this first quarter. Buford now with it. Hallie going to drive. Kicks to Ella. Deep three right wing. No good. A foul called against Clay County. Going to be Bella Ashlock called for the foul. Her first, team's first. Ashcock fouled out of the last contest alongside Lacey Wicks. Don't remember the point in time which they did. That was part of a stretch of games where we had a lot of foul trouble, it seems like, early on.
Yeah, and again, it was an overtime game.
Right.
So a lot of times you see that.
No doubt. I hear I thought I'd uncovered a gem of data, Thomas, and you've undermined it once again.
That wasn't the intent.
I know it. I'm just kidding. Missed jumper there for the Tiger Reds. Now Clay County trying to catch back up. They trail 3-2. Hayes misfires on the jump shot. Hits off the back of the iron. Macon County pressing the issue, gets it to Warren. She has all the Macon County points. Fires a long two, no good. Rebound by Kirby. Kirby going to put it on the floor, kick back to Warren. She fires another three. The left-handed shooter, no good on that one. Good hustle by Lacey Wicks. Comes up with a rebound, one-on-one. It's Wicks against Warren. Shot's up and good. And Wicks draws the foul.
Good shot.
Goes to the free throw line. Wicks continuing to excel on the offensive end here in recent games. Just becoming more comfortable to me.
That's a tough shot.
Wicks only had two the last time the teams met. Hey, she's got three in this one.
Foul shot.
Completed that three-point play. Puts Clay County in front by two. 5-3 early. 4:45 of this first quarter as Maddie Hayes is called for the personal. Her first. Tiger Reds to inbound. Off to our right on the baseline. It's worked into the paint, into the hands of Slayton. She's defended by Ashlock. Ashlock walks her all the way back out behind the arc. Tries to go inside to Green. Does so. Taken away by Lacey Wicks. Wicks presses the issue. Gets it to Buford. Hanging out in the front court. Headed to the hoop. Spins it the right block. Shot up.
Oh,
and she's fouled.
Good.
Hallie going to the line to shoot two. Yeah, nice seeing Wicks hit that free throw. She has had her struggles from that spot. 15-38 on the season, right at 40%. So nice to see her hit that three-point play.
It hadn't been long, and she's shooting like 20%. You know,
that's right. It is
really
climbing.
Proved it the last few games.
Buford now misses the first of hers, and an 82.5% free throw shooter, 103 of 125, so a rare miss.
Surprising.
Second one's away by Hanny, and they're good. Coach Sam, short of just the natural ability to do so, would you say the biggest thing behind successful free throw shooting, just pure repetitions of it in the gym?
Yeah, yeah. And some people are just a little more natural shooters than others,
sure.
You know, but you can make yourself a pretty good foul shooter by just practice, 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 you know, doing the same thing over and over and over.
I know Coach Watson said before during boys' contest, he never dedicated practice time to it, but there was kind of an unsaid expectancy for guys to stay after practice and shoot free throws on their own time.
We always shot some, you know, during practice, but you can't spend, you know, 30 minutes shooting foul shots when you ain't got but a couple hours at most to practice, you know. They kind of got to do it on their own some.
Warren hitting another big three-pointer, Thomas, for the Tigerettes.
Yeah, she's not bashful about taking that shot either, Daniel, so that shows you she makes a pretty good percentage of them.
Tigerettes come up with a steal in the hands of Kirby. She crosses the timeline, circles up at the top of the key, now works to the left, defended by Buford, picks it up, kicks inside the green, one-on-one against Hayes. Got away with a step there, it looked like. But nonetheless, after two more points, 8-6 now the score. Tigerettes in front. Kendall Matthews, the senior who's checked in, has it, gives off to Hayes. Hayes going to drive into the paint. She spins, tries to replicate the feat by Green. Misses the shot. Rebounded put back by Wicks. Lacey Wicks on fire here. Wicks with five of Clay County's eight, and we're knotted up 8-8.
You saw in that last Macon County possession, if you leave Green one-on-one, she's going to score.
Yeah.
Before that, we double and triple
teamed. Yeah, we didn't have anybody helping that last time.
There it is again to Green. Now the double team. Now the kick out. Slayton firing the three, no good. Buford on the rebound. Hattie with it. Lets things clear out. Going to slow it down. 2:50 left in this opening quarter. Knotted up 8-8. Back in November, obviously a one-point decision. Clay County 54, Macon County 53. Buford slices and dices and scores.
Good move. Almost thought she might have walked, but
Kind of scooted a little.
No call, so that's good.
Two more points for Buford. As most all of our listeners know, Hattie leading this team in scoring on the season, averaging just below 20 points a game on average. Just an outstanding senior campaign. Unforced error by Macon County. Last time the teams met at the end of one, it was Macon County 15, Clay County 11. 2:15 left in this opening quarter right now. Clay County 10, Macon County 8. Matthews running the point. Works right. Now back left. Kendall all the way to the left block. Now she circles back out. Nice little dish off to Buford. Hattie scores.
That's a nice play.
Nice little bounce pass assist there by the senior Matthews, who has been going to Kendall Matthews quite a bit here in the last month or so of the season. And she's been doing a good job answering the bell.
Yeah, and that's why. The defensive pressure she brings to the floor, anytime you need to stop, a lot of times she puts her out there to try to get it, Daniel.
Good, smart player is Matthews. Wick's going to fire the three left corner. Rebounded by Ashlock. Put back, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It goes off the fingertips of the Tigeress. I like the decision by Wicks to hit the pull the trigger on the three. She knocked down two there against Gordon.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
They're going to give the space like that. She did exactly what she needs to. Wicks again with it. Kicks to Walden, the sophomore, out top. Going to give off to Ashlock. Bella's going to drive, get back to Hattie. Hattie top of the key, works against Kirby into the paint, kicks to Wicks. Now Lacey going to go to the hoop. Shot was blocked by Big Green in there, but I like the move once again by Wicks.
Yeah, and you see Natalie Green sagging off of Wicks into the paint. Well, that's another good decision by her to take it to the rack. We know she can make a move and get around her, Daniel.
Wicks hustling back down, blocked the shot of the Tigerettes. They pick it up, work inside. And then the shot blocked by Ashlock. Tigerettes to inbound from the baseline. They work into Kirby. Kirby now with it, works against Buford. Gets to the paint, shot up, no good. Hustle for the rebound. Green comes up with it. Free throw range jumper, no good. Rebound this time, Buford. Hattie got that looking right, headed towards the hoop, has it knocked away from behind. Disrupts her penetration, so she ends up kicking it to Ashok, now back to Hattie, now Lacey back into Bella. Bella shot up, good.
Good shot.
14-8, Clay County in front. Good opening quarter so far, Coach.
It is, really good.
Yeah, and you see Clay County running some motion offense, cutting to the basket.
Yeah,
everything's not off the dribble like it has been.
That's good. It looks good.
Most cohesive we've seen it look in a while.
Yeah.
I missed the call. Travel
walk. Yeah, we had four on her. She walked.
24.7 seconds left as Ashok inbounds to Matthews. Kendall going to slow walk it up the court. Clay County with the opportunity here for the last shot of this opening quarter. Down to 15 seconds to play. Matthews being defended out top by shoulders. Hands off to Buford. Now back to Kendall. Now Bella. Now Lacey. Back to Bella. A nice little give and go. Did not work on the pass. It was knocked away.
That's that play they ran to start the game, but it didn't get there that time.
Buzzer sounds here after the first 8 minutes. Clay County 14, Macon County 8.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Lafayette, Tennessee for Clay County Basketball. We are presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads Macon County 14-8 here in the girls' game headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Lacey Wicks and Hallie Buford, both with 5 points in the first quarter. Bella Ashlock also has four. Cadence Waldron has 6 points for the Tigerettes, along with Natalie Green, held to just two in the first period as Clay County is ahead by six. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Well, if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Second quarter action underway. Macon County with the opening possession. Shoulders with it. Kicks to Warren. Now swung over into the hands of Slayton. Back to Green out top. Just not very comfortable with the ball in her hands out there, is she? Really good in the paint with it, but out in space does not want it. You're muted, Coach. There you go.
She's talking about the bigger. I said, Larry White told me the other day she walks about 3 out of 4 times when she gets the ball. So
we've seen her drag the feet.
Yeah, says most of the time it doesn't get called, but we'll see.
So Coach White here earlier making his rounds, talking to the Clay County players and others. Thought maybe he's giving us some advice.
I don't think so. Me and him watched MTSU's women play last weekend. That's when he's telling me that. He was down at Red Bull tonight. I didn't see him. Said he's sitting on the stage over there.
I never saw him either. Well, you know, I asked you, is Green fires a 3 no good? That makes sense. I said, do you have to be prestigious to get on the stage? And you must be.
I guess. The conditions that he left down there, I'm surprised they let him back in. They wouldn't hit them too good a term when he left.
Well, especially when you go a couple miles down the road to a county rival.
Well, because he sat out a year before he did that.
Right. Clay County back in possession here, 14-8. Macon County chewed off about a minute and a half a game clock. Thomas, no points to show for it, though.
Yeah, nothing here in the second quarter for either team.
Ashok with it, working hard. Foul called on the floor, I believe. Not going to shoot two.
Oh, it's good.
So Bella going to go to the line. Coach Sims, I've got the appropriate season averages. We was talking about Hayes' rebounds the last broadcast, 6.2.
Okay, that sounds more reasonable. I said surely she's averaging at least 5 a game, you know.
Ashok at the free throw line here. Hit the first. That number has grown for her up to 61% on the season. Bella averaging that double digits now, 10.3 a game. Ashok also averaging 6.6 rebounds a game, so her average is climbing up. Also, the time with Ella Eads leading the team in assists, 2.2. Each of those averaged a game. Clay County in front, 16-8. Currently have the Tigerettes doubled up. Now a trap out of Natalie Smith and Walden. Tigerettes get out of it. Three-pointer taken and missed. Rebound Buford. Joining Buford on the floor, we got Smith, Hayes, Walden, and Eads. Hayes' shot blocked by Green. Green gets up and down the floor pretty good.
Yeah.
Good pace there.
Yeah.
Green, a junior on this squad. Walren, who hit the two three-pointers early, the only senior on the Tigerette squad. And that seems to be a common theme around a lot of these teams around the area. You know, a lot of seniors playing basketball. Fortunately, Clay County's got 5 on their team. But several young squads that we've met this year. Warren with it. Misses the baseline jumper. Rebound by Kirby. Her putback knocked out of bounds by Hayes. Good defense.
You know, Larry said to me the other day that Macon County lost their two best players off last year's team. They would be really good if they had them. One girl went to Smith, and she's not eligible. And another one starting for Lebanon, I believe it is, having a real good year.
I'm telling you, it just seems like we're seeing more of that go on than ever.
It's
maybe it's for family moves. Maybe it's legitimate stuff, but it seems like school shopping almost.
Yeah, I think it is. I think the college transfer portal's trickling down into high schools, you know.
Well, TWSAA seriously talking about approving a one-time, no regulations transfer for all athletes.
Oh, I don't like that.
I think it's a mistake as well.
I don't like the college rule myself.
Thomas, you were trying to add some insight, and we didn't let you.
No, I'm just saying Coach Walker going to a 2-3 zone on that possession. Try to pack it in on Green.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Timeout taken here. 5:07 left to play in this second quarter, 16-8. Clay County in front.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill,
view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Lafayette and Macon County High School for Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball, presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. For the Lady Dogs, lead the Tigerettes 16-8 early in the second quarter.
Clay County trailed when it was 3-2. Since that point in time, though, Clay County in front the rest of the way. Kirby with it, hands off to reserve who's checked in. That's Sheridan Ellis. Now back to Warren. Here's the game plan. It seems like Warren on the three-pointer again. Her third triple. She's got 9 of the 11 Macon County points. The other two came from Natalie Green. Now Hayes going to try to answer with a three of her own. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella Power dribble put back good.
Well,
Ashlock, the leading scorer for Clay County here in this one.
That Macon County three stopped a Clay County 10-0 run, Daniel, that dated back midway through the first quarter.
I knew it had been a while. So over essentially a quarter of play.
Oh.
Is we're at the 4:05 mark of the second here then. Another hour by Macon County, as Coach Sims said, that travel. Turns it back over. Kendall Matthews going to run the point. Kicks to Buford. Hallie with it inside to Bella. Bella back to Hallie. Going to fire the three right side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hallie Buford knocking it down.
She hasn't been getting many wild looks lately. Everybody's been really on her. That was the best look she's had in a while.
And you could tell, had plenty of time.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when she's got time.
Yeah.
And really, like you said, Coach, hadn't really shot a lot from behind the arc lately.
I mean, everybody's really been in her face most of the year, but back earlier she was getting more looks than she has lately.
Buford shooting a great number, 35% from three, 39 of 111 hit on the year. And that's another percentage in the recent months has went up, even though the attempts have dropped, percentages went up. Macon County with him, looking for points, 21-11 the score, Clay in front by 10. Well, 3 minutes left in this quarter. Lacey Wicks, a good defensive play. Unfortunately, was standing on the baseline when she blocked the shot and came up with a loose ball.
This is a great play by Wicks there on the double down.
Yes.
She's been playing good basketball.
She has.
Tigerettes on the inbound. Kirby got to work against Buford. Kicks the green. Swung back out to, I believe, Ellis. Yeah, Sheridan Ellis out top. She's going to isolate, use a screen, step back, fire the three.
Get a rebound.
Did not hit it, but a good hustle rebound by Katie Joe Shoulders. That's 2 more points for the Tigerettes. Makes it 21-13. 8 points the difference. Buford firing another three left side. Oh, yeah.
Good shot.
2 of 2 from behind the arc. Single game 3-point leader against Macon County. Michelle Chambers, back her senior year in 1998. 8 three-pointers against Macon.
Yeah, I remember that game well.
Now, Taylor, what did Taylor not beat that single game mark or tied? Taylor Strong had a bunch one night against Monterey.
I don't know. Like nine,
she may have had 9.
40 or whatever. She may have broken.
May have hit 9, I think.
Yep.
Of course, we track it 5+. If you make 5 or more in a game, we kind of keep a list of that. And just even to get on that list, to hit 5 in a game is quite the feat.
Yeah, another deflection by Lacey Wicks to get another possession for her team.
Get in there.
Maddie Hayes has the bucket from right side.
Good pass.
Wicks with the assist.
Hayes sitting here averaging 8.1 a contest. Really was wanting to see Maddie up averaging double figures, a little shy of that. But no secret to it, knowing that we talk about getting the big three all in double figures, getting around 40 points from Hayes, Ashlock, and Buford needed to, you know, to beat a Pickett County, to go in and win some of these tough contests. And I still firmly believe when we can do that and then have Wicks playing like she is, we can beat Pickett or anybody else.
I agree.
Wicks comes up with another steal. Just playing some very inspired basketball. She goes all the way to the other end, misses the layup. Buford, the rebound, put back, no good. Got her own rebound again. Now she's mauled by Green, and a foul's going to be called. Big Natalie Green just coming over the top of Buford, stripping her of the basketball.
They called it on the floor, though.
Yeah, the young official on the baseline kind of swallowed his whistle there, I think, for a minute.
Yeah, he got to watch it. I do that sometimes with our camera. Hayes on the inbound. Working into the paint against Green. Shot up. No good. Wicks the rebound. What a hustle. Comes up losing the ball, though. Nonetheless, a good hustle play by Wicks here. As we get deep in this second quarter, under a minute to play in, and Clay County is leading 26-13. Clay County just looking much the better team at this point.
Yeah.
Eads back in running the point for Coach Walker as we tick down to 30 seconds. Joining Eads is Buford, Hayes, Walvin, and Wicks. Ashlock getting a breather over here.
Yeah, so far one of the better performances we've seen out of the Lady Dogs on both ends of the court.
It is.
Just execution-wise.
Well, I think the night of rest after playing Monday and Tuesday, having a day off probably helped a lot.
Probably helped.
Under 10 seconds to play. Buford, step back three. And
big shot.
3 of 3 with a hand in her face. Hallie Buford firing it up tonight here in Lafayette. First half ends.
She wasn't wide open on that one.
No.
She had a little pressure. She still hit it.
One of the better shots we've seen her make this year. Puts Clay County up by 16 heading into the break. 29-13.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number. 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Lafayette for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Lady Bulldogs of Salina have put it on the Tigerettes of Macon County. They're up 29-13, lead by 16 here at halftime. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County jumped out to a six-point lead. It was 14-8 at the end of the first quarter before they outscored Macon County 15-5 in the second stanza to claim this big halftime lead. Clay County playing one of the better games we've seen in quite some time. It's because of the two seniors, Hallie Buford, three three-pointers in the second quarter for 14 first-half points. Bella Ashlock, also a great game so far. She got eight at the break. Madison Hayes has two. Lacey Wicks, hustling on both ends of the floor, also has 5 points here at the break for Clay County. While Macon County's been limited, just 8 first-quarter points and held to 5 in the second quarter. And Cadence Walren is leading the way for them with 3 threes. She's got 9. Katie Jo Shoulders and Natalie Green, 2 for the Tigerettes. Again, Clay County leads by 16. They're up 29-13. Here at Macon County. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more online at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
Now you're hearing a pre-recorded segment that introduces the 4 newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame that are being inducted live now at halftime of this girls' contest.
Daniel, our first inductee is Sydney Roach Birdwell. She played. She was one of the best basketball players to ever play at Clay County High School from 2009 to 2012, where she achieved all-state status, was named the Herald Citizen Upper Cumberland Player of the Year, and led her team to the program's only state championship as a senior when she was also named the state tournament MVP.
As a 4-year starter, Birdwell was a guard that could do it all. She was a good shooter, ball handler, passer, defender, and could even post up if needed. Individually, she scored 1,627 points, which ranked 6th all time. Among many other awards, she also made the All-Tri-Lakes Conference freshman team before being honored with 3 straight All-District first-team nods and the making of 2 TWSA All-State teams.
Birdwell is also an excellent, exceptional volleyball player as a 4-year starter and All-District performer, where she helped her team finish near the top of the district and reach the region tournament each year. Individually in volleyball, Birdwell was named to the All-District, District All-Tournament, and region all-tournament teams throughout her career. Sydney Roach Birdwell.
The second inductee is Teresa Neiman Franklin, who played from 1979 through 1981. Teresa Neiman Franklin was a prolific scorer for Salina High School during her 3-year local basketball career from 1979 through 1981. She helped the Lady Dogs achieve the most success they'd seen in a decade and then went on to even greater heights her senior year and beyond after transferring out of Salina.
As a 3-year
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health.
Back here live from Macon County High School in the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Apologize for the error there. We were accidentally playing our Hall of Fame recording from Tuesday night rather than our typical commercial string. So
I'll take the heat for that one, Daniel.
That's
all
right.
I forgot to remove it from the lineup.
Well, we'll try to fix it by tomorrow night, but... That probably the most disappointing part was they probably wanted to hear the rest of it, but we'll go ahead and get into the local sports lowdown before this second half gets underway. This is brought to you by Kermit Exteriors. Tennessee Tech basketball, the Golden Eagles are 7-16 on the season and 2-8 in OVC. They travel to SEMO tonight for a 7:30 tip. Freed Hardeman, sophomore, Katie Arms and the Freed Hardeman Lady Lions, they're 19-4 on the season, 5-2 in Mid-South Conference play. They traveled up to Georgetown today and tipped at 4:30. I'm sure that game has went final. Don't know the outcome at this point. The Lubin Bears and Tyreek Key are 4-13 on the year. They will be facing East End on Saturday. And spring sports in the county. Sina K-8 baseball opens their season on March the 1st when they travel to Red Bull and Springs. First pitch at 3:30. Sina K-8 softball begins March the 5th. When they host Avery Trace for a 5 o'clock start, Clay County High School Baseball starts with a scrimmage at White County on March the 7th. And finally, Clay County High School Softball hosts Trousdale County for scrimmage action on March the 1st. This week's local sports lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. So Coach Sims, a good first half here for Coach Walker's squad. Of course, they've got Jellico tomorrow night, a team in which they beat pretty handily last Saturday. So this kind of the last real test, so to speak, prior to having a week off. Can a week off after playing six games in 8 days, can a week off be too much?
Probably. I never liked that much off this time of year. Two or three days would be good, but... That's the only bad thing about finishing top three. You know, you're going to have a bunch off, a bunch of days off.
Of course, really nothing to do about that. It's going to affect every team's going to have that same scenario.
Right.
Except for the play-in teams who will play on Tuesday, as you mentioned. But fortunate, though, to be a higher seed.
That
finishes a two or three.
Yeah, I'd rather be the one or two or three and get the extra.
We switch ends of the floor here to open up this third quarter. Macon County picks up where they left off, missing.
Get in there.
And Lacey Wiggs started this contest with an outstanding steal and layup this time. It's a rebounding coast-to-coast layup. Wiggs getting close to double figures here.
Yeah, that gave her seven, Daniel. But it's not just about her points. You know, the deflections, the block shots, the double downs in the post is just it's a great all-around performance already.
Definitely is. Maddie Hayes called for the reach over the back personal. Tigerettes on the inbound, 31-13. The score, Kirby with it, works against Buford, kicks out the shoulders, shot fake and drive, back to Kirby, near a steal. Wiggs going to pick up Kirby. Back to shoulders, and Wiggs and Buford just all over those two. They end up giving it off to Slayton, who has it out top, giving it back to Kirby. And that is one thing you see here. Don't see a good, true ball handler on this Tigerette squad. No disrespect to them, but not a strength of theirs.
No, really. I don't think so either.
Slayton with it at right side. Passing it inside now to Green. She's stripped of the ball by Bella Ashlock. Bella going to come the other way. Ashlock averaging a little over two steals a contest this year. Spins in the paint, shot up, no good. Tries to keep it alive, but goes out of bounds.
They could have called a foul there, but they didn't.
Clay County a six-game series win streak here against Macon County. Of course, we know all about Macon County's state title back in 2021, and kind of since that time, it's been some rebuild hard years.
Yeah, we said won six in a row, but we probably lost, don't tell how many in a row before that.
Yeah. Long three-pointer, no good. By Katie Joe Shoulders. Shoulders comes in trying to get the rebound and fouls at an each. Foul was on the floor, though.
I think we won the last time I coached over here, and I'd say we probably didn't beat them again until after they won the state tournament, more than likely. That would have been 2017 up to 22. I'd say we lost every game, but they were really good.
Well, six-game win streak, two per year. That would put it back to when they won it for sure.
I don't think Taylor and Kenzie them ever beat them.
Oh.
They could have.
Could have. I may pull that up on my phone and look. There were some battles there. Of course, Macon County, we talked about it the last time. You know, they had won a state quarterfinal game in the COVID year of 20 as LA Eads comes down and adds 2 points.
Nice
layup. So it was down to Final Four status in what would have then been double-A girls basketball. And COVID come out. Of course, Clay County's boys had qualified for the state tournament after beating Eagleville in the sub-state. And very frustrating year. People's going to wonder what would have been. And Coach White decided what would have been. He claims the state championship that year, you said.
Yeah,
I can't blame him. At that point, I felt really bad for him, too.
Well, I did, too.
Because he had finally got
he was definitely the favorite, you know.
Right.
I think they would have won, but you never can tell.
Lacey Wicks adds another. Up to nine now. Of course, at that point in his career, had not been a state champ. Had put all the hard work in, just like some of the other guys who had won one before. And finally got one the next year, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy for him. Of course, he finished runner-up, you know, a year or two before that on the game that...
Against Silverman.
Yeah, they might should have won. You know, that's the game that's a big controversy. It's a foul called against Upperman. Dana runs on the floor. They don't call a technical or anything. And of course, Larry's little girl, she makes both fouls. I say win.
Is she a Carter?
No.
Well, may not have been that player. But
Shoulders.
Yeah.
It's one that, she hit one and missed one. It went in overtime. They lost.
Tiger Reds looking for points here. Maddie Hayes have another idea. She's going to take it away. Gives off to Ella Eads. Eads going to come across the timeline now. Puts on the brakes. Halfway through this third quarter. 4 minutes left in it. Clay County up 35-13. We had the Wicks layup. We had the Eads layup. Those are the last 4 points. Hayes with it on the inside. Lost the handle. Shoulders slipped in from behind. Took it away from her. Shoulders looking to come the other way. Hayes comes down, knocks it away from her. They kick out to Kirby now.
Yeah.
Kirby knocks down a three from the corner. Junior Layton Kirby.
First time he's scored in a while.
Eads with it left wing. I'd like to see Buford dial up another three. She's 3 of 3 from behind the arc in this one. Clay County missing on the inside. Kirby the rebound. Goes coast to coast. Her layup no good.
Get it.
Buford the rebound. Hattie in a trap now. Timeout taken by Coach. Oh, a jump ball call prior to the timeout. Kendall Matthews checking back in. Hallie Buford going to check out. Ella Eads coming out as well. Also coming back in, Baker Walden. Joining Walden and Matthews on the floor. Wicks. Hayes. No, Buford stayed. She didn't come to the bench.
Yeah, they're going to try a little 2-2-1.
Buford now going to drive into the paint. Layup. No good. Fighting for the rebounds. Hayes. A jump ball going to be called again.
Third ball.
Three minutes left now in this third. Thomas, what you got over there?
Well, like Coach said, Macon County hadn't scored in quite some time. That was their first points of the second half, and make it 5 for them now.
Shoulders, that's another. I've got her listed as Shoulders. Sounds like they said Shockley on the roster, though.
Get in there.
Lacey, you know Hattie Buford. Buford adds one.
I don't really think this bus can press much, so we should be able to pick them apart, just like that.
Well, Ellis with it out top, defended by Matthews. Hands off now to Kirby. Reserves in for Macon County here. Green and Warren both off the court. Shoulder's going to drive against Wicks. Wicks blocks the shot. They say she fouled, though. Lacey picks up her first.
Pretty good. She usually has five or six, but now.
Yeah, she's quite good defense, but stayed out of foul trouble.
Quite good, stayed out of foul trouble.
Wicks and Hayes coming off. On the floor, Kendall Matthews, Natalie Smith, Bella Ashlock, Hallie Buford, and Baker Walden. Foul shot was missed, but a good hustle rebound by Slayton keeps it alive for the Tiger Reds. Shoulders right side, swings to Kirby out top. She goes left, now comes right, kicks back to shoulders. Back to Slayton in the corner. Minute 45 left in this third quarter. 18 points the lead for Clay County in a turnover.
We need to get a couple more here. Get it back to 20, hopefully.
Clay County with low scoring so far. Oh, I see a comment here. Macon's last name, Shockley, not Shoulders. So I do have that written wrong. Appreciate Samuel Thomas there sending that comment in on Facebook. Once again, this Tigerette squad, a young team, according to the roster I have, if it is correct, Cadence Walren, the only senior on the squad. So head coach Caitlin Thompson going to be returning 80% of her starters and the rest of her team. Of course, me and Coach Sims were talking earlier, Macon County not playing in what we would call a familiar district. They're back with in District 9, AAA, with Station Camp, Greenbrier, White House, Portland, some of those squads, I believe.
Yeah, they're not one of the premier districts in the state.
Talking to Philip Matthews earlier, father of Kendall Matthews. Of course, he's a graduate of Macon County High School, and he said that's the district they were in when he was in high school playing. So I guess they're kind of on the border going back and forth between our neck of the woods and the upper Cumberland and traveling west.
Yeah, all those years in the 90s when we were playing them, they were always in there with Springfield and Portland and Westmoreland and all those teams. And they usually just cakewalk through the whole thing, you know.
30-second timeout taken by Matt Walker. Minute 13 left in this third quarter, Macon County up, or actually Clay County up, my apologies, 37-19.
The Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, freshman guard Sheridan Ellis at the line to shoot two. That was against Kendall Matthews. Ellis good on that first free throw. Green coming back in for Macon. Looks like Kirby coming out. Second one's a little short. Knocked out of bounds by the Tigerettes. Coy Solomon tipping it out of bounds. Clay County back in possession. Clay County trying to go to 17-8 on the year. Macon County overall a 17-7 record. So Good regular season record for them.
I think it's a little deceiving because of the competition that they played all year. If they had played our schedule, I don't think it'd be anywhere close to that.
Right. Just looking at Macon's losses, they, you know, a close one to Livingston. It was 13 points, 44-31. That was early in the year. Lost to Livingston, lost to Clay. Lost another one to Livingston. Also by 14 the next time they lost to Livingston.
They played some good teams, you know, reasonable.
Lost to Cumberland County 47-48. Lost to Clark Range 29-36. Lost to Station Camp 44-47. And lost to Westmoreland 24-37. So some of those seven losses, close ones.
They are. They've just not played very good tonight, but they may pick it up this last quarter. I don't know.
Buford missing her first three of the night there. As this third quarter is going to come down to an end on this desperation shot, buzzer sounds, third quarter ends. Clay County up by 19, 39-20, 8 minutes left to play.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Lady Bulldog basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where the Lady Dogs lead the Tigerettes 39-20 headed into the fourth quarter. For Clay County, Hallie Buford leading away with 16 points. Bella Ashlock into double figures with 10. Madison Hayes and Ella Eads both with 2. Lacey Wicks has 9. For Macon County, Cadence Walren had 9 first-half points, and she still leads the way for the Tigerettes as Clay County leads 39-20. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
8 minutes left in this one. Clay County with the possession to start the quarter. Eads with it out top. Swings Dashlock left wing. Now to Wicks. Inside Dashlock at same play. You're off, coach.
Mean nothing to us.
Like coach said, did you say it's the third time we scored on it?
No, it's the first time we've run it. It's the first time we've scored. First time she missed a wide open shot. The second time we kind of blundered it up. Well, then here they come back and get it.
Foul called against Clay County here as we see Slayton going to the line trying to complete a three-point play.
Foul charge number one, Hayes.
Maddie Hayes picking up her third. Slayton in the line, misses that free throw. Ball goes out of bounds off of Hayes. Tigerettes inbound right in front of the student section there. Standing on the baseline. Similar to Livingston Academy, having that seat and right on the baseline. Tigerettes on them now, back inside the green. She kicks it out. Slayton now going to drive. Gives off to Shockley. Shockley, a Euro step. Shot blocked by Ashlock. Loose ball picked up by Hayes. Senior night tomorrow night at Joe Sims Gym for both teams. 5 seniors on this Lady Dog team as Ashlock has it inside. Underhand layup no good. Got her on the rebound. Put back no good, but she's fouled. Of course, Ashlock, one of those 5 seniors. The others, Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, Ava Carr, and Kendall Matthews. They'll be honored between games. And that game tomorrow night does tip at 5:30 against Jellicoe. Moved it up 30 minutes in case you tuned in since we announced that earlier. Ashlock hits the first, hits the second. She's having a good offensive night all in all, Thomas.
Bella, she's really been playing good, you know, lately. She's hitting most of her shots that she should, and she's making her free throws and rebounding good. She's really picked it up, I think, the last several games.
I agree, too. Makes this tournament run that's in front of us pretty positive feeling.
Yeah. We'll just keep her on the floor, not getting foul trouble.
43-22, Clay County up by 21. Megan with it. Works the left side of the lane with it, do they? It was Solomon on the drive. She kicked it back out. Ellis with it out top. Working against Wicks. Tough matchup there for the freshman. Wicks, a great defender. Going to drive against her anyway. Ellis moves right. Shot was good. Good job.
Pretty nice shot.
Sheridan Ellis with a good play. Now inside, an assist from Eads, another bucket for Buford. Tiger Reds quickly back down. 5:45 left in this one. No overtime coming in Lafayette tonight like it did back in Salina on November the 28th when the teams met.
Well, we hope it don't.
And now we see a fresh lineup coming in. Natalie Smith, Baylor Walden, Kendall Matthews, Clark Kendall, and Halen Garrison. And we see the same thing for the Tigerettes. Five new players coming up. Coach Walker pulling off his...
I wouldn't have done it till she did, though.
Made her do it first. Is there a unspoken etiquette there?
No, not really. But, I mean, once they throw the white flag, yeah, I'll sub it in a minute, but not till then.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard,
Way more than this, you know.
So the team trailing kind of the first to do it oftentimes.
Yeah. That's what my old mentor Thomas Watson taught me anyway.
Well, I know another Clay County coach that does it that way, too.
Mass substitution for both squads here. Walden inside, power dribble, spin, shot up, no good. Rebound for the Tigerettes. I'll have to learn some of these new players' names. That's Valerie Kirby with the rebound, a junior. She hands off to Allie Austin, a freshman. Austin now feeds it inside. Shot no good off the left side for Vanessa Kirby. If my roster is correct, three different Kirbys on this squad for the Tigerettes. Freshman Halen Garrison with it out top. Halen drives, kicks outside to Smith. Smith drove baseline, now gives up to Walden. 4:40 and ticking. Kendall with it out top. Garrison thought about the three. Going to go to the free throw line instead. Just a weave now as Walden penetrates into the paint. Her shot up from 6-foot range, no good. Rebounded by Macon.
I'll back up on that a little. I have subbed first lots of times, but we'd be like way ahead, you know, in the first half, like 25 or 30. And then it really doesn't matter. But
running footer good off right side from Valerie Kirby. I really like these digital displays in the corners of the gym. Hadn't had the chance to look much as Garrison fires a three. No good. Rebound Kendall Matthews. So back to Walden, I have noticed each time a player scores, they flash a picture of them and their name up there.
Oh, do they?
But pretty nice.
Yeah, they paid some big dollars. Well, they didn't pay for it. These people at
Clark Lumber,
businesses in town paid for it. I think the football team's got something similar, too.
Cool.
Yeah. I think they actually got them first, then the basketball got it after that.
Natalie Smith added a bucket for Clay County, 47-26. Now a three-pointer hit by Ariana Jones, another talented freshman for Macon County. And we see Coach Thompson call a timeout. Did it primarily for substituting purposes, so she's not going to actually take the timeout.
No, stopped it to get subs in.
3:28 left in this one.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the video boards, and like I said earlier, you can't beat this atmosphere that Macon County has with the announcer, the video boards, and so on and so forth. It's a really nice venue.
Yes, it is, Thomas. Senior Ava Carr thinks so as well as she knocks down a triple. Nice shot for the senior. Of course, good, too. I was talking with a good friend of yours last night, David Wilkerson, our Coach Sims, Ava's grandpa, and, you know, I kind of had forgotten about that serious jet skiing injury that Ava had.
Oh, yeah,
Ava
man.
Came very was, close to dying.
Yeah,
honestly, if her mom hadn't been a doctor and been there, may very well have. But just great to see her out here playing basketball after such a severe abdominal injury just a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, and every time she comes in, she makes a difference, too. Knocks down a shot.
And such a, just a senior, an outstanding kid, a great student in the classroom, and never a problem. Transferred in a couple years ago from Livingston Academy. Been a true pleasure to have her at Clay County High School.
Yeah, I think she really enjoys being there, too.
Family seems really happy with the move.
Yeah, Kitty called me, wanting to know, you know, about her eligibility and all that stuff, and I forgot the right to rule. If you hadn't played basketball, then you could play immediately, you know. The only thing she'd played over was golf, so that's the only thing she wouldn't have been eligible for. But she said she just wasn't happy over there, and but they're going to move her. And she's, I think, been really satisfied over here.
Good. Of course, she has a freshman, IndyCar, sister on the team. Smith's going to fire a three. No good. On the floor right now for Clay County, we've got Carr joined by Kaylee Brown. Natalie Smith, currently Kendall, and Helen Garrison. Three-pointer by the Tigerettes. Misses off the left side. Rebound Garrison. JB was played earlier. Pretty sure that Clay County won that. Going to keep it rolling here, but a timeout call for subs. Jenna Thompson going to check in, another freshman. Joining her, we do see Emmy Carr. Walren coming off, getting a standing ovation from the crowd here on what I believe is senior night here at Macon County High School, the lone senior on this Tigerette team, Cadence Walren. Opened up hot, Thomas, in this, and did Walren had those three-pointers to open things up.
Yeah, she did. Knocked down three of them in the first half, and like I say, the way she shot it with the confidence, I think that's a regular thing for the senior.
Absolutely.
After that, we started covering
her
up.
She did a pretty good job, you know, staying with her after she hit those two or three.
Jenna Thompson now driving down. Taken away by the Tigerettes inside. Out top in the hands of Kirby. Now back to Solomon. Solomon drives and scores. Chloe Solomon with a bucket off the right side. Officials bringing in subs. Freshman Olivia Harris checking in for the Tigerettes.
Macon County, I think they do like us. They've got a ceremony between games to honor their seniors.
Under a minute to play now in this fourth quarter, 50-31 the score. I apologize for time and scoring this contest. I'm not giving it a lot at times. Just it's been a big black, purple, and gold lead for the majority of the contest, and I've got a bad habit of wandering off into conversation.
I'm still, you know, kind of perplexed as the ease of this game. I mean, this is one of the easiest games we've had in a long time.
I agree.
Well, I think it's all about Clay County and the way they came out. Coach,
we just played good.
You know, it's just, like I say, one of the better games I've seen them play.
Yeah, it is.
Because what, you know, we talk about is a bucket, nearly added by the Tigerettes. We went through the schedule. You know, the seven losses that Macon County has, legitimate losses.
Yeah.
Of course, went under Clay County. That district is easier, but they basically swept
that
district.
They have, yeah.
That lone district loss coming to, I think I called off station camp, 44-47 loss a couple weeks ago, maybe around the time of some of the snow, so makes you wonder how much they had actually got to be in the gym and practice. 3.6 seconds left in this one. A Tigerette at the line, Allie Austin misses that first free throw, a second one coming. A little too strong. Kelly Brown the rebound. Time going to expire in this one. Clay County going to get a 50-31 win here at Macon County High School. The Lady Dogs move to 17-8 on the year. They've got one more contest tomorrow night at Joe Sims Gym. 5:30 tip against Jellicoe. Come out for that one. We got boys action coming up here in a few minutes on the Horizon Sports Network.
Science.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store.
I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. We just witnessed the Lady Dogs of Salina take down Macon County Tigerettes 50-31, a 19-point victory for Clay County. And now it's time for your Eco Panels of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach, we talked about it. You know, this game was pretty much over early in the first half. Clay County led by 6. And then they ballooned that to 16 at halftime. And from there, they just dominated.
Yeah, that second quarter, we just, you know, went from, like you said, 6 out to 16 or whatever. You know, I thought one of the better games we played all year on both ends of the court. Had a really good game plan. I think they only had 2 players that could score. And that's the big girl that wanted to hit those threes. And after she hit 2 or 3 threes, we kept somebody in her face. And then we doubled that big girl. She might have scored. I mean, she'd get 5 or 6.
No, I think she ended up with 2.
2. Well, that's a great job. I
18
think.
The last time out.
Yeah.
Last time we
played. She's like half their offense most of the time. We did a great job on her. And, you know, we didn't turn the ball over a bunch of times tonight. We beat them down the floor. And we got beat on the boards a few times, but we rebounded pretty well. But I thought this was an all-around good game by everybody that played.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you mentioned it, Coach, good game plan to start. And when you dominate like that right off the get-go, you don't give a team a chance.
No.
And that's what Clay County did.
And it's really big. You know, we're up 16 at halftime. We come out the third quarter. You know, if they're going to make a run, it's going to be right then. And, you know, we get about 3 layups. You know, they were contested, but we hit them, you know, and that stretched it from 16 out to 21 or something. And, you know, it was just kind of playing out the clock from then on.
Yeah, and you're riding the defensive play of Clay County, held Macon County to 31 points, you know, 5 points in that crucial second quarter. So it was both ends of the floor.
Right. Yeah, they were 13 for a long time in the second quarter. Then, you know, it was probably 5 minutes into the third quarter before they were scored.
Yeah.
It was a long time they didn't score there. And, you know, we're scoring a little and extending the lead. And it's just a great win. You know, I was really concerned coming over here with all these games in a short period of time. And, you know, heard they had improved, but they didn't play near as good tonight as they did the first time we played them.
Right. For Macon County, you know, nobody in double figures. We talked about the defensive effort. Valerie Kirby ended up with two. Ariana Jones had three. Coy Solomon, two. Sharon and Ellis had three. Natalie Green held to just 2 points. The senior, Cadence Walden, who just honored here in front of us, the leading scorer with nine. Shockley had four. Kelly Slayton had two. And Leighton Kirby, three for Macon County. And for Clay County, Ava Carr, the senior, with 3 points. Natalie Smith had two. Madison Hayes, Ella East, both with two. Lacey Wicks played great on both ends of the floor, almost into double figures with nine. Bella Ashlock, 14. And Hallie Buford, 18. Coach, you know, we talked about it, and you talked about Ashlock and others. To me, these Lady Bulldogs are playing some of their best ball at the right time.
Well, tonight, no.
Tonight. Take away that Jackson County game.
Yeah, that game, the Gordonsville game, you know, I didn't think we played very good, though.
Yeah.
So.
But overall, these seniors are stepping
up. It is, you know. It can go game to game. You know, I've had teams that went deep in the state tournament, you know, would play bad. We almost lost to Gordonsville one year. They weren't very good at all. We ended up making the state tournament, you know. And
right.
It's game by game, you know, however you play. You know, you got to need to be ready to play every night. You know, I know you're not going to play the greatest every night, but you need to give it your all, especially this time of year. If you want to go where you want to seek to go anyway, you know.
And you've said it, Coach. You think this team can do that?
Well, knowing who else is out there, you know, if we play like we did tonight, I think we could make the state tournament, you know. I don't know if we could beat Pickett. I think we could, but you know, we can still make a state tournament without beating them. You know, we can beat Clark Range. I think we can beat Van Buren. I think we can beat East Robertson. I don't know. Snail Creek's got a good record. I don't know how good they are, you know, but I would feel pretty good playing them, I think, you know. So it's up to them. You know, if they play good, I think they got a shot.
Coach, as always, appreciate you making the trip.
Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you.
Folks, this Lady Dog Wrap Up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us for the Carquest Boys Pregame Show coming right up.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Carquest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here, folks, to the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for some boys action. We're going to go ahead and talk about the Cumberland Exteriors boys 7A update. Did have a little bit of extended time here due to senior night between these games, so me and Doug will talk through this update. Then we'll play a few more ads and then come back for the final word. But recent district action going back to this Tuesday, saw Pickett County and Gordonsville meet up in what was expected to be a big contest. Ends up falling a little flat, though. Final score, Pickett County in Burchtown 62, Gordonsville 41.
Yeah, well, Pickett's a tough place to play. And it looked like this from the score. They got kind of hot. And they do. They're tough up there.
Well coached, good shooters.
Yeah, and that's what they do well. I mean, they got... They really got a post play. They got 5 guards that can shoot. I mean, that's what they do. So, hard to defend that.
Yes, it is. Also on Tuesday night, saw the Clark Range Buffaloes lose a non-conference game to a pretty good Stone Memorial boys team, 61-82, the final in that one. So the Buffaloes putting up 61, but giving up 82.
Yeah, but they're a scary team get district time. You know, they've... I think won one game in the district.
Yeah,
beat Red Bull. Capable of beating everybody though. I mean, sure. They're a solid team, and their record don't show that.
You're right about that. Of course, also Tuesday night, Clay County at home, a tough loss to Kevin Thomas and the Jackson County Blue Devils. Final score 51-76. Of course, the big story for Clay County, White Branding out with an ankle injury. He'll be out again tonight. Jackson County, though, they shot 75% from 2 and 42% or so from 3. I don't care who you're playing. If they shoot that well, you're probably going to lose.
You're probably going to lose. And
You know, with Whiteout, that gives us a matchup problem with a McQuarrie kid. Even with White, that's a matchup problem. He's really good. Either way, they shot lights out. Hard to win those games when they're shooting that well.
Yeah, they certainly did. Tonight's action, all the district teams playing tonight. We've got 18-4 Pickett County hosting 11-14 Red Bull and Springs. I told Coach McKinney Monday night after Clay County had the overtime win as we were leaving, told him good game, and said, Coach, I think you can go to Birdstown and beat Pickett County.
Well, they did last year.
Yeah.
Same team. Now, of course, tonight we want to be for Pickett County, so that's our favor. But Red Bull is definitely capable of winning up there. They're a very talented, very good team. And again, that's a team when district starts, it's wide open. I mean, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it is. Of course, Clay County here in Macon County. The other one tonight, 15-9, Greg Bibb and the Gordonsville Tigers hosting 5-19 Clark Range. We expect Gordonsville to win that contest, but you know, we do know the Buffaloes fact.
Oh yeah, the Swallows kid at Clark Range is as good as anybody in their district. He's one of those players, and they've got a lot better as the year's gone on. And like I said, it's a dangerous team to be at right now. I mean, they're dangerous.
Current District 7A standings, Pickett County locked into first place regardless of what happens with Red Bull. Gordonsville locked into second place regardless of what happens with Clark Range and them tonight. Clay County, not locked in per se, but we are locked into our 3-5 district record. Red Bull and Springs sits in fourth place at 2-5. If they beat Pickett County tonight, there will be a coin toss tomorrow morning between Coach Edwards and Coach McKinney to see who is the third place and who is the fourth place team. Clark Range sitting there in fifth place at 1-6. So, like you said, we're rooting. It sounds strange to say it, but we're rooting for Pickett County tonight, so we will be the third place team.
Yeah, and that's kind of big for us with an injury with White. That puts us, if we go to that third place slot, that puts us next Friday.
Yeah, 8 days from now.
Gives him 8 days of recovery time that's going to be needed, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Folks, that Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're going to play a few ads, come back here in about 3 minutes, and do the full coverage final word. Brown.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The wait is over.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Will we get Doug's thoughts on this matchup coming tonight, non-conference action between Clay County and Macon County as I shift my sheets here to get ready for this current game. These teams met back on November the 28th in Salina. Clay County pretty easily won it 51-34. I think we're playing better ball now than then. But White Browning out tonight. Lance Burchett suited out, but a little bit under the weather. Could things look different tonight, Doug, than they did a couple months ago?
Oh, definitely. You know, with White out, they give us a matchup issue with their big kid. I mean, he's solid. He's a good one. You know, and his Lance little 50-50, that puts her depth at a little deal. So it'll be interesting. This is a big rivalry game right here. Really familiar with like a district matchup, even though it's not. That's the kind of atmosphere it'll be.
Well, you get the coaching matchup between Coach Edwards and Coach Owens. Both of them have been in it essentially the same time. Of course, Coach Edwards replaced Coach Owens at Clay County at the time it was Salina High School. So always a little bit of a storyline there. But there's been some great installments of this series. Now this year, Clay County 9-13, Lafayette 8-17. But I think it makes it even more important to pick up a non-conference win here for these teams to finish up the regular season on a positive note.
Yeah, you're looking just to build a little momentum for tournament. That's what you're looking for, both teams. You know, they're sitting in a pretty decent spot. Of course, Megan's at the bottom of their district, but get a little momentum and prepare for tournament play with these games you got left.
Absolutely. May not be conference action here, but a big storyline tonight. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Now we'll announce the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. The Macon County Tigers, white home jerseys, blue numerals on them. Their head coach, the veteran Mike Owens, 8-17 record overall, 0-6 in District 9 AAA play. They do have a two-game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting four, Macon County, a senior number one, Brady Driver. Sophomore number 11, McCade Mix. Junior number 20, Braylon Flowers. Junior number 30, Kason Gregory. And number 32, a senior, Dalton Holson. May have a little bit of a different lineup than I just called. We'll adjust to it if that is incorrect. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the visiting team tonight, wear their black travel jerseys. Gold numerals on those. Coaching Clay County, of course, Rob Edwards, 24 season overall, 535 wins to 215 losses, a 9-13 record this year, 3-5 in District 7A play. Starting tonight for Clay County, a junior number 3, Lance Burchett, junior number 10, Nate Adams, senior number 22, Weston Burville, senior number 5, Tucker Westmoreland, and a senior number 24, Andrew Smith. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. As we said, these teams met back on November the 28th, 51-34, the final score. Clay County led that night by Nate Adams with 19, Weston Burble with 10. Macon County just had a slow, methodical pace throughout that contest, almost intentionally trying to keep it low scoring in a possession-based game. Doug, you look for more of the same from that style?
I do. That's just the style Michael coaches. If you'll remember, even when he was at Red Bowling with some very talented teams, he still wanted that pace in his favor.
Yes. And that can frustrate the opposition at times, can it, Tom?
It can, and Coach Owens, especially when he's got a big man that's capable, and he's got one in Gregory.
Boy, oh, he definitely. Sure did it with Marsh when Marsh was a Red Bull, and he always wanted to play that way, didn't he? Tigers with the bucket open the contest. And I assume a technical foul going to be called here. They're throwing toilet paper onto the court. It's Jason Gregory. Used to see this at Clark Range years ago until I think a game was lost due to some free throw points maybe that was given up. Coach Rogers said no more.
Yeah, that's a biggie. You know, if it's, and I think that was a big district game that he lost over that, you know.
Jason Gregory had the open bucket. That's what was announced. I have Dalton Hudson is 32.
No, that's Gregory for sure, 32. Hudson's 30.
I did that last
time. Yeah, I think we had him down wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, very similar to the blizzard from the old Tennessee Tech days is what we're seeing here. Just a little bit on a smaller scale, Doug.
Yeah, Tech, you did look like a blizzard in that place.
Yeah.
Of course, if you remember years ago, Clark Range, it looked like it up there. When they done it, it filled the gym, you know. So we have more of a flurry than a blizzard tonight.
You're right.
I'm just a little curious if that's become a common thing here, if it was for perhaps the junior Jason Gregory, just something special for him. I don't know.
No, I think it's just a senior night thing probably celebrating here tonight. You saw the game administrator and the school officials kind of expected it, I think.
Yeah, it looked like they had it all drawn out. So.
Coach Edwards choosing senior Weston Burble to shoot the free throws. Weston, a 72% free throw shooter on the season. Hit the first, missed the second. Clay County also going to have the possession here. So 2-1 the score. Clay County trailing by one. Lance Burchett, the junior, going to run the point here. Burchett to Burble. Burble going to spin. Jumpers up. Nice move.
Nice move by Weston.
Burble, a good shooter, particularly when he's in that 10 to 12 foot range and closer. Pretty solid, that free throw range at Tatter.
Yeah, and offensive end, he's going to have the mismatch if Gregory's guarding him. Be hard for him to step out on him.
Macon County with it. Driver drives baseline. Foul called against Lance Burchett, a touch foul. Tigers to inbound from the baseline. They work it in out top to Driver. Driver swings over to Hudson. Hudson now back to Driver. He drives the left side. Is turned away by Smith. Big Logan Bandy working in the paint. They try to go in there. He's covered up, though. Still in the hands of Driver outside. This is kind of an outside back and forth right now as the Tigers look for an opening. Foul on the floor against Clay County. Tiger Westmoreland called for the touch foul.
Doug, what have we seen? A little bit of matchup zone to start for Clay County there?
That's kind of what it's looking like right here.
3-pointer good from the left corner by senior number 30, Dalton Hudson, in Macon County in front, 5-3. Tigers have lost 8 of their last 9 contests. Clay County, likewise, lost 8 of their last 11, so both of these teams really needing a win here tonight. As Nate Adams fires a 3 in and out, no good. Rebound by Gregory. Tigers push it ahead to Driver. He works right inside against Burchett. Now back in the hands of Flowers out top. Westmoreland there defending him. Driver going to push to the free throw line. Kick outside to Hudson. Another 3. Good.
Right now he's got that feeling, looks like. 2 good shots, though.
Andrew Smith tries to answer. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound Lafayette. Macon County now with it. Driver inside, misses the shot. Rebound Nate Adams. Nate been playing some really good basketball over the last month. Spins in the paint, shot up, no good. A lot of contact.
A lot of contact, no call.
Now it's going to be Hudson sitting up right side. Dishes down low to Gregory. Power dribble, offensive foul call.
Nice defense for Weston there. That's going to be a good, tough matchup for Weston again tonight. Of course, he gets it every night, so.
Birdwell taking the most charges on this team, 6/10 of a charge a game. That's good enough for, on a total, 13 charges taken on the season. Kind of an art form to that.
It is. There's a knack to it, and he's real good at it.
Nate Adams, jumper from the elbow, good. You know, Nate kind of got into that zone offensively where on certain shots, it's almost automatic.
Yeah, his mid-range shot has been incredible lately. You know, it's...
Tigers beating the pressure. Work inside again to Gregory. Going to be tied up. Essentially a blocked shot. I thought maybe a jump ball. Thomas thought a travel. Tigers still have it, though. Weston Burble was getting a hand on it earlier. Now Nate Adams called for the foul from behind. And we see Casey Gregory going to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. 10-5 the score. Making up by five, make it six. As Gregory adds the free throw to complete the three-point play. 6-point game early. Macon County 11, Clay County 5. Nate Adams spins, goes to the hoop. They're going to call him for the travel. As he was switching the ball from right to left hand, it got tangled up and kind of created that hesitation in his feet. Flowers in the backcourt, gets it over to Hudson, across the timeline to Driver. Driver at the left wing, back to Hudson out top. Inside now to Vandy. Now back out. Gregory works inside. There's a baseline drive and score out of Brady Driver. Driver gets the bucket. Coach Edwards takes the timeout. 4:10 mark of this first quarter, making County on a run. They're up 13-5.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. For Macon County, has built an 8-point lead. They lead 13-5 midway through the first, Daniel.
Clay County looking for an answer here to stop the flow of Tiger points. Birdwell with it, drives inside, gets to the hoop, and does not score. Brady Driver the rebound, Driver quickly the other way, comes all the way down, sets up at left wing, puts on the brakes, works it inside to Gregory. Gregory a power move. Foul against Weston Verbal. Gregory going to the line to shoot two.
That's going to be a tough matchup all night, and we're going to get a good dose of Gregory. Coach Owens already made a point to run that offense to him. So,
yeah, you'd love to see Verbal on Hudson right now, White Browning in there on Gregory. But that's just not going to happen tonight. Browning not suited out. We'll not see him tomorrow night either against Jell Cobra Senior night. Obviously, he'll be honored, but we'll be in street clothes as he does it. Gregory misfiring on one of those free throws. Hits one, misses one. 14-5 the score. Tigers up by nine. Nate Adams going to run the point. Lance Burchett has come out. His cousin Nolan Adams has checked in. Inside Andrew Smith at the free throw line. Back to Nolan at left wing. Back to Kyler out top. Now Nate left side. He fires the three in there.
Nice ball moving to get a good open shot. We need that bucket right there.
Another one of those deals similar to that mid-range jumper. If Nate has the time, has his feet set, he's good from about anywhere.
Yeah, he's very consistent.
You know, he's pretty good even if it's off the platform as far as a fadeaway or outside of his body. But that set shot, he just got so good through the course of this season in a lot of ways. Sitting here averaging... I know that number's went up. What is his average right now, Thomas?
19.
Averaging 19. And it has grown since district play started the 1st of January. There he is again.
Starting to feed it a little.
Had 33 the other night. I guess that was down at Gordonsville. Had 22 of 24 in the first half. And just doing some impressive stuff offensively.
You know, credit Coach Edwards right there, too. Instead of taking those shots off the dribble when Nate doesn't have the ball in his hands. He's using someone else, Virtue or others, at a point position to get him the catch and shoot.
Yeah.
And that's where he's at his best.
Yep.
And I think it's where our team improved lately, to get that ball movement, just get that set open look.
Well, we talked about it in the girls' game, too. That's something else. Thomas brought it up. More of that was going on for the Lady Dogs tonight. Less stuff off the dribble. Some of Havie's threes that she knocked down early, same thing. They were kicked over to her when she was set up.
Ball movement makes it easy. If you get the good ball movement, you're going to get good shots.
And, of course, the other thing is Gregory knocks down those free throws, makes it 15 to 11. I don't know that they've updated the scoreboard. Thomas, is that correct at this moment in time, 15-11?
Yeah, he was 1-for-2 at the line.
Okay. You get into a non-conference game late in the season, and for the first time in what feels like weeks, your top scorers in, Hallie Buford and Nate Adams, aren't getting junk defenses thrown at them.
No, they're not. They're just playing them straight up right now.
Adams knocking down his third three, Thomas,
wow,
here of this first quarter. 2 minutes left to play in this opening quarter. Hadn't get that time and score much. I apologize. 15-14. Macon County is up by one. Doug, it was Tigers early. Been all black, purple, and gold behind the Nate Adams threes of late.
Yeah, they've been good and patient, moving the ball, getting just good open looks, and Nate's knocking them down.
Credit Coach Edwards with that timeout earlier, calming his team down as Gregory adds another bucket inside. Puts Macon back in front by three, 17-14. Nolan Adams going to have it out top. Minute and a half left to play in the opening quarter. Lance Burgess checked back in. He's got it. Now gives it to Westmoreland. Now back to Nolan. Nate being defended by Hudson. Lance going to drive. Gets to the elbow jumper. Good.
Nice take, Lance.
Lance has had some nice games offensively in the last couple days. Had 20 over at Jellicoe. Ended up with, I think, 19 mostly in the second half Tuesday night against Jackson County. Really came to life in the third and fourth quarters.
And that's good to see, getting ready for tournament play, to get that confidence going and see them scoring well.
Because, you know, Lance is one of those guys capable of 20 a night, and he's proved that a couple of different times this year, did it at York back before Christmas. Is Gregory again inside for the Tigers? Now, is that something we just, to an extent, have to accept, continue playing man, not go to his own?
Yeah, I'd look for Rob, maybe make adjustments, double down on him, but it's hard to double down because they got shooters.
Yeah, they do. And you see the sophomore, Cole Leeds, in there having a battle with Gregory in White Browning's absence as Birdwell gets a breather. But they are trying to double. Just came a little late. Gregory's good with a double. He feels it coming, goes the other direction. I mean, like you said, Doug, he's a good player down here.
Yeah, he's their White Browning. When White gets it in there, he knows what to do it. And Gregory's the same kid.
Lance Burgett. Three-pointer out wing, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, first quarter ends. 19-16 the score at the end of one. Macon County with a three-point lead.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Where the Dogs trail the Tigers by three. Macon County leads Clay County 19-16 headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary. Brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. The stars of both teams both have 11. Nate Adams, 11 first quarter points. Cason Gregory also with 11 for the Tigers. Lance Burchett has 2. Western Burwell, 3 for the Dogs. Brady Driver, 2. Dalton Hudson, 6 for the Tigers. As the Dogs trail them by 3, 19-16. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Foul called on the floor away from the ball against Macon County. Defensive change for Coach Owens here. He takes Hudson off of Nate Adams. throws John Krantz, a junior reserve, in there. Krantz already picks up that first. We were talking about us throwing bodies, perhaps, at Gregory on the defensive end, and it looks like that's what's happening to Adams.
Yeah, and he, if I'm not mistaken, he done it at Clay County. We played him, put him on there, just, you know, didn't mind if he fouled that, just kind of wear on Nate a little.
Weston Merville adds a nice bucket, makes this thing a one-point contest. Tigers up 19-18. Driver with it right side, defended by Nolan Adams. Nolan developing into an outstanding defender here during his sophomore campaign.
Of course, Rob has made that adjustment. He's went to his 2-3 zone again right here.
Yeah, with Hayden Adams, the junior, in there facing Gregory. Yeah.
Let Hayden come in with a physical body and beat and bang on Gregory. Three-pointer missed by the Tigers. Rebound Clay County. Lance Burchett's three. Ooh, no good off the back of the iron. Hayden Adams goes down to the hardwood here on the rebound attempt. That's the thing you get with Adams. Great hustle in everything that he does, whether it's playing nose guard in football or out here playing basketball, as Weston Burville comes up with a big block. Burville playing the best basketball of the year this week. Started over there Monday night against Ribbon Springs.
Yeah, he's had an outstanding week. Outstanding week.
Yeah, Weston Burville back-to-back blocks without fouling, but he got whistled for the second one.
Second foul against Weston there. Black, purple, and gold faithful who made the trip westward along Highway 52 did not appreciate the call.
Yeah, that's a tough one there. It looked like he got a pretty clean play right there.
6:45 mark of this second quarter, 20-18. The score is Krantz at the line, hits the first free throw, misses the second. Hudson collected the rebound, but he was out of bounds as he did it. Bulldogs take him back over here. Just a great job by Clay County surviving that initial onslaught by the Tigers. I think it was 15-7, 15-9. They battle back 20-18 currently, and now a chance to tie it up on this possession.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got the matchups on defense against them. They've got it on us, having to have post guys guarding guards.
Burchett with 18-foot jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Smith and Gregory. Credit Andrew Smith for tying it up with the big man holding his own, getting the jump ball call.
Yeah, good job by the senior right there. And, you know, Clay County, you talked about it. They fought back in this one. They were down by as many as 9, Daniel, at one point. It was 14-5 before Nate Adams caught fire early.
Bacon County going to slow walk it down. Flowers looks over to Mike Owens, gets the instructions. Offense starts to execute for the white and blue. Left side in the hands of Driver. Going to come back out top to Flowers. Now inside to Krantz. Kick quickly to Hudson. His three-pointer out wing missed it off. Rebound Nate Adams, and he's fouled. Second team foul of the quarter against Macon County.
I know we talked about him just a second ago. Really impressed with Hayden Adams, guys. He's getting physical with Gregory. I don't think he likes it.
No, and there's something about Hayden. You're going to know he's in the game and he's in there.
Absolutely.
He is going to be physical with you.
Well, he, you know, to a certain extent, kind of playing football out there, and that's what you need to do in this kind of game, up to the point when the officials won't let you anymore.
Yeah, they'll tell you pretty quick what they'll let you do.
Right.
You just got to adjust to it.
Nate Adams, three-pointer, no good. Rebound. McCade Mix for the Tigers gets it off to Flowers. 5:30 mark of this second quarter, 20-18. After an early scoring, the scoring slowed down here. Hudson misses the jump shot, got his own rebound, putback, good off the glass. Senior Dalton Hudson, the leading scorer now, probably over even Gregory, or at least tied with him for the Tigers. 22-18, making up by four. Nate Adams in the paint. Kicks to Westbourne, corner three, no good. Rebound Hayden Adams. The junior hands off to his cousin Nate, now kicked outside to Nolan, swung back around to Andrew. Andrew Smith firing the three right side, no good. Adams keeps it alive again with a good hustle.
Nice
Nate with
hustle.
Three-pointer in there. Nate Adams with his fourth three-pointer.
That's a big by Hayden, just keeping that alive to get us that extra possession again.
You doggone right.
Play.
It won't count as a rebound, but really it should, just that tip.
Pulls Clay County back within one, Daniel.
Single game, three-point leader during the Edwards era against Macon County. Sailor Walden and Ethan Birdwell
is Gregory Caldwell, offensive foul, taking the charge, Hayden Adams, and what about the junior?
Nice play by Hayden right there.
Playing the biggest minutes of the season, guys. We're talking about a total at this point of 50 minutes through 21 games that Hayden Adams has played. Very little time, and now a feature role in this big contest.
Well, you know, yeah, Hayden's your actually only post on the squad right now with Browning out, true post.
Yeah, like I said, you know,
he's got frustrated.
He's gotten physical with him. He's gotten in his head. It's just a great job by the junior.
A second offensive foul in his many trips against the junior.
Three total.
Third personal against Kason Gregory. Mike Owens wants a timeout, all due to the great play of Hayden Adams. Macon County 22, Clay County 21, halfway through this second quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
Back here live. As I was saying a few moments ago, Sager Walden and Ethan Burble tied for the single game lead and made three-pointers with five apiece against Macon County. Nate Adams already in this one has four made three-pointers. Doug, that's a single game record that's heavily under threat right now.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, when you start high like that, make those early, it definitely gets into that record book there. So.
Free throw shot by Nate Adams. He's at the line for two on what was called a defensive foul against Krantz, his second. Of course, like we talked about, you go back to the mid-2010s, this Macon County boys team made a lot of noise in AA basketball, and it was always a good series, kind of back and forth.
There's Hayden Adams again. Keep it out alive, guys.
Adams after that missed free throw. Woo! Gets a bucket instead after the good hustle by Hayden Adams.
Yeah, what a move by Nate Adams right there, guys. Do-si-do in the air. I don't know how you describe it. Just, as you say, great body control.
It
finish.
3:30 mark of this second quarter. Clay County on the run. They've taken their first lead, 24-22. Driver drives inside and a foul called, I think, against Adams. Nate, that is. We'll see.
I got Lance right there.
Okay.
Got Lance.
Second personal against Burchett, I believe. Three-pointer taken by Mix on the inbound. No good. A good rebound by Krantz. He clears everybody out with some vicious elbows. And now a loose ball set by Tucker Westphal and picked back up by Driver. Talk about a good hustle from everybody. Driver fires a three. No good. Krantz three. About his put back good. We see John Krantz kind of matching the hustle of Hayden Adams there.
Yeah, this good hustle both teams right there, and they just won that little battle on it.
Clay County back on the offensive end. Lance Butcher out wing isolates against Flowers. Kicks off to Nate. Nate a step back three. No good off the right side. Hudson the rebound. Hudson comes across the timeline. Puts on the brakes. Gives off to Krantz. Macon County going to slow down. Coach Owen sending in his instructions. 2:35 mark of this second quarter. Great contest we got going. Knotted up at 24. Doug, you called it this essentially a rivalry contest, and that's how it feels right now.
Yeah, always has been. Like I said, it's just these games mean a lot, even though they're not in your district and everything. Boys, girls, both teams. This is big against them.
Krantz good on the floater. Now Clay Kenny going with that slower pace. Probably just need to catch their breath for a minute. A lot of effort being put out here.
A lot of pace and effort in that last few minutes.
2 minutes left to go in this first half. Macon back in front by two. Nate looks over to Coach Edwards. He gives the signal. Coach Edwards crouched down in front of the bench. Nate starts to isolate and go. Offensive foul? No, it's going to be a defensive foul call. Kind of one of those toss-up plays. Krantz moving the feet. What got him. Great defensive effort by Krantz, but he was on the move.
Yeah, a little, never did square up on him.
Now, Thomas.
If he could square on him, that's an offensive foul, but he never squared up on him. Nate got by him. So.
Yeah, the official saw it, too. He embellished a little too much.
Third personal against Krantz. Nate hitting that first free throw. He's getting close to 20. May already be there.
18.
Have they got it on the board? They do in here.
Yeah, they got a board.
Boy, I love that. Got personal fouls and points. I'm just now noticing. I won't comment on it, though, Thomas. I leave that kind of thing to you. Here's my broadcast. Nate hits both of those. Tied back up, Doug. 26-26. Minute 45 left in the second.
Just a punch, counter punch right now. Both good offenses running.
Three-pointer from the corner taken by Mix. Cade Mix gets his first point. Puts Macon County back in front by three. 29-26. Nolan Adams across the timeline. Coach Owens getting rather excited out onto the floor. Had to be pushed back by the official. Nolan going to drive. Tried to kick it over to Kyler in the corner. Pass was knocked away. Macon County comes the other way. Taken back away by Andrew Smith, the senior, with a great hustle. Andrew playing in some of his last ball games here for the Black, Purple, and Gold, wanting to make the most of them.
Just a really nice hustle defensive play right there by Andrew.
Nate stands with it under his left elbow near the timeline, ticking under a minute to play here.
Coach Evers is going to take a little air out of it, and I would say Coach Owens will let him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's kind of the style he wants, but he's good right here. You know, it's going to be a lead or tied. It's all it can be, so.
Macon County student section with a chin of boring, but they stopped as they saw Coach Owens happy with it, like you guys were talking about it. Why not be? Great first half, ticking down to 25 seconds here. Macon County up by three with this 29-26 score. We know Nate Adams probably the guy single-handedly picked here to take the last shot. Now Nate telling his teammates, go ahead and start it up, guys, down to 15 seconds. Now we're ticking down to 10. Nate got a fire to the three left side, misses the mark. Hudson the rebound, Macon County with time. It's going to be taken back away by Nate. And they say that it's Macon County ball. The Clay County fans boisterous about their opinion there. They felt Nate was pushed. Here's the inbound, taken away. And now a foul called against Nate Adams. Nate going to be called on the foul on the inbound. A bit of a backfire there, Thomas.
Yeah, but, you know, Clay County just three team fouls at this point, so no harm, no foul, really.
Nate picks up his second. Flowers in down from the sideline. 2 seconds on the clock. Here's the shot at the buzzer, no good. Macon County going to carry a three-point lead, 29-26, into the break. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Holman's Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Holman's Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network here in Lafayette, Tennessee for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Macon County in the boys' game 29-26. The Dogs down by three. They trailed by the same margin at the end of the first quarter. It was 19-16 in favor of the Tigers before an even second stanza where both teams scored 10 points apiece left the advantage at three for the Tigers. For Macon County, they're being led by Kaysen Gregory, who had 11 points here at the break. He also had that same total at the end of the first quarter. The defense of Hayden Adams and the other Clay County Bulldogs holding him scoreless in the second. Dalton Hudson has 8 for Macon County. Brady Driver, 2. McCaden Mix has 3. And John Krantz off the bench with 5. For Clay County, Weston Burble, 5 first half points. Lance Burchard has 2. And Nate Adams came out hot. He's buried 4 three-pointers in the first half. He's got 19 to lead Clay County as they trail by 3, 29-26 here in Lafayette to Macon County. That first half breakdown was brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere of these. Check your balance and much more. Go online and do that at MaconBankAndTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Pupper Grove Body Shop halftime show. 3 minutes left at the break. Macon County leading by three, 29-26. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Branham, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. We enjoyed a couple on the way over here tonight. They were very tasty. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. Back in February of 1978, head coach Donnie Cherry took his Hermitage Springs Wildcats up against Macon County and walked away with an upset win, 63-60, over the AA Tigers. A balanced scoring attack from five different players was led by one person in particular who put in 25 points on the night. Name that player. If you think you know that answer, please send in your guesses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll read it one more time. Back in February of 1978, head coach Donnie Cherry took his Hermitage Springs Wildcats up against Macon County and walked away with an upset win, 63-60, over the AA Tigers. A balanced scoring attack from five different players was led by one person in particular who put in 25 points that night. Name that player. We have a correct answer. It comes from Coach Edwards' wife, Gina Edwards. There was one other guest before that. Five-time trivia winner this season, Tiff Brown. Guest Larry Clements. Oh, so close. Larry was the second leading scorer with 16. The winner, Gina Edwards, had the right answer. And it was none other than Donnie Burble, father of Clay. He's a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member himself, and father of Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Ethan Burble, who is tied for that single-game three-pointer mark against Macon County with five. Rounding out the scoring that night back in 1978, Bart Clements had three, Randy Short eight, Darrell Cross 11, Larry Clements 16, and the great Donnie Burble added 25. Congratulations, Gina. You'll be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brand, whose sandwich yard is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Ask Mr. Sims that question earlier. He's an alumni, of course, of Hermitage Springs School, and talked about those great years, about a great five-year stretch. We had other guests of folks like Jeff Clements, who is a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, coming in, Thomas, on the hotline.
Tammy Melton, Teresa Thompson, and Doug Strong, who's not eligible, by the way, all guests tonight.
Some of those guys thinking Jeff Clements on those answers. Just some great players, and a lot of those guys enshrined into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Donnie Burble, a first-class member back in 2010, and Larry Clements also in there. Of course, head coach Donnie Cherry from that squad, but a great time for Hermitage Springs basketball in the late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, yeah, that was a quality team right there. This is good. They were good.
Nate Adams picking up where he left off there. Adds two more from right side. Teams have switched into the court here. Macon County shooting at the hoop to our left. During the second half of play, Clay County the hoop to our right. As we set up above the scores table here, Macon County High School, first time in 7 years we've ever broadcast down here, Thomas. It's been a good experience so far.
Yeah, it has been. And Coach Edwards starting Hayden Adams here in the second half, along with Weston Verbal. Gregory back in with his three fouls. Looks like he's going with a 2-3 zone, too, Coach.
Yeah, and you know, a good move there. You know, Hayden sparked that first half. That's a good matchup for us.
Tigers inbound from the baseline. Whistles blown. Offensive foul called. It's against, we'll see here. Hudson called for the foul. Clay County coming back the other way with the basketball. That is the third offensive foul called against Macon County.
Yeah, that's just kind of a push-off out in the floor there, Daniel, I think.
We've got them a little frustrated.
We do. We've got them frustrated.
Weston Merville on the offensive end spins into the paint, looks for the shot, doesn't take it, kicks the Lance. Three-pointer, top of the key, no sir. Off the iron, no good. Hudson the rebound.
Another good look, though. We'll take those looks.
Driver now with it for the Tigers at left wing. Works to the top of the key. Works against Nate Adams. Now to the free throw line. Back to Hudson. Into the corner to Mix. Gregory works across the paint. Now a baseline jumper by Driver. No good. Going to stay down there. They're calling Hayden Adams for the foul.
I don't know about that one, guys.
I don't either.
Adams left his feet, got rooted out there. But was called to the foul.
That's a tough call on Hayden right there.
Second personal against Hayden. Tigers on the inbound. Here's a takeaway. Nate Adams with it. Nate across the timeline. One-on-one. Going to dish across the paint. It was a two-on-one. Weston Merville with the bucket. Nate with the assist.
Nice defensive playing bucket there by Clay County.
6:25 mark, third quarter. Clay County in front by one. 30-29. Driver in the corner. Kicks the Mix, back to Driver, shoots the three left side, hits off the front of the rim, goes out of bounds off of Flowers, Clay County ball. Timeout taken by Mike Owens. 6:10 left to play in this third quarter. Clay County up 30-29.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County, the first 4 points of the second half here, Daniel. They're up by one, 30-29.
Burchett tries to extend on it. Misses off of that side. Hayden Adams, three down. He's fouled by Gregory. That's four now on the big man, Chasing Gregory. Coach Owen's going to have to bring him to the bench.
Guys, just an excellent job by Hayden Adams coming off that bench and getting in the game and making things happen. He's frustrated that bunch and picked up the fourth on Gregory.
Burble baseline jumper, no good on the inbound. Rebound Mix. Coming the other way are the Tigers. Flowers across the timeline, sets up at right wing. Works against Burchett, kicks to Mix. Deep three-pointer right side in there. McKay Mix with a big-time shot. Making back in front by two, 32-30. Nate Adams kicks in the corner to his cousin Lance. Lance Burchett going to come out, give to Andrew Smith. Smith works against Krantz. Tells everybody to clear out, going to drive against him. Andrew inside to the hoop, baseline shot, didn't ever pull the trigger. Gives instead to Weston. Weston to the hoop. He's going to miss the shot, rebound Krantz. Nice job by Smith and Verbal, but just couldn't come away with the assist in the bucket. Hudson with it.
Just a good, strong move, but Western just didn't get the finish on it.
A takeaway, Lance Burchett on the steal. Here we go. Looking to go coast to coast. Has it knocked away from behind as Krantz runs out into the foyer here, into the lobby at Macon County High School. On the fine defense, good hustle by him. Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. They're working to Burville, swinging down to Westmore, and Kyler been held scoreless in this one. Nate Adams going to fire a three, misses the mark. Perhaps I should have not been talking about breaking a single-game mark because Nate has went cold from three since I started talking it. I just felt so strong at the time about it. We got a lot of ball left, 4:48 mark of the third, Macon County up 32-30. He's got a long way to go, though, to try to dethrone the single-game scoring lead, though, guys, against Macon. The great Tyreek Key, 49 points in a single contest against Macon. Of course, that season, Tyreek went on to lead us to the state runner-up, and he made some history of his own that'll stand for a long time, I believe. He broke around a near 30-year record in the state, Doug.
Yeah.
Single most points scored in the season.
Yeah.
That thing had been held by Tony Delk or somebody, is that
yeah.
right?
Who went to play to Kentucky out there. 4-on-8.
Yeah, I know y'all are talking history, but something with current events right here, guys. 4 fouls on Nate Adams right there on a questionable call. Coach Edwards couldn't believe it, really.
A tough call. Tough call right there on that one.
4:25 and ticking. Third quarter. Gregory on the bench with 4. Now Adams on the bench with 4. Hudson in the corner. Gives the driver out, Tom, swinging it back to Hudson. I'm confident in Clay Kenny's other scorer stepping up during this time. While Nate out, though, driver fires a deep three, banks it in right side. But it's not just about the offense, Adams. We know about the good defense Nate plays. Now his brother Nolan to the hoop. What a move.
That was a little move by Nolan.
Coach Owens begging for a travel call, but no whistle's blown. Nolan with a highly athletic 2-point score there off the left baseline. 35-32, Clay down by 3. Krantz misses that shot. Tyler Westmore hustles for the rebound, regathered, though, by the Tigers. Back to Krantz. He drives inside. They're going to call a foul. Somebody reached in, tied up the basketball. I'm afraid verbal going to be called. Actually, Lance Burgett, his third. 15 foul of the quarter for Clay County. So, bonus shots now. Four Krantz. He was shooting anyway on that one.
Yeah, that double bones after 5 would have kicked in either way.
Hit the first. Misses the second. Making up by 4. 36-32. Lance with it out top. Kicks over to Nolan. Now to Weston in the corner. He fires a rare 3. Misfired by just about an inch. Rebound by Driver. Driver puts on the brakes, hands off to Flowers, kick to Hudson. Hudson's 3, no good. Long rebound by Krantz. Now Driver tries his luck at a 3, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan going up and above everybody. Dishes off to Smith. Smith across the paint to Burble. Burble scores.
Nice little break. Push the ball and get a 3-on-2.
Good transition bucket there. 2:40 left to play in the third. Single possession contest, Macon 36, Clay 34. Krantz going to drive. His shot no good. Rebound Weston Burble. Weston going to give off to Lance. Lance across the timeline. Burchett to Andrew. Andrew inside to Weston. Weston on the block. Spins into the paint. Shots up. Good.
Nice move by Weston.
Just,
we got Macon a little tired right here. They're gassed a little bit.
Full timeout taken by Mike Owens. 2:12 mark of this third quarter. Clay has knotted things up. 36-36.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County's tied this thing up. It's 36-all here in Lafayette, Daniel.
Flyers inside to Hudson. Hudson on the baseline, works against Burble. Kicks out the driver. Corner three, good.
Knocking down the shot. Good ball moves in to get him. He's had a hot hand.
On the floor for Clay County, Lance Burchett, Nolan Adams, Cole Leeds, Weston Burble, and Andrew Smith. Burble out top, kicks to Burchett. Lance thought about a three. Gives up instead to Nolan out top.
Driver of the leading scorer on this Macon County team. He was held to 2 points in the first half. Back-to-back threes for him for Macon County. Averaging about 15.
Lance Burchett firing a three. No good. Rebound Hudson. Nate Adams on the bench with four personals. Junior post player Kason Gregory. It was all about him early for the Tigers. He's on the bench with four personals. Two of those offensive fouls that Hayden Adams pulled out of him. Another an offensive foul Weston Burble pulled out of him.
Three of those offensive.
Yep. Here's a takeaway and saved though by Driver. Driver could have been whistled for a foul, but was not. I'm sure I'm the only one who saw it that way. Flowers out top here, working against Lance. Under a minute to play in this third quarter, down to 40 seconds. Making up by three, trying to build this to a two-possession lead. Inside the mix. Mix defended by Smith. Score from left block. 5 points
nice
to lead.
Nice little move. Tough shot right there, too.
Yeah, it was. 41-36. Tigers up. Clay Kenny going to play for the last shot of the quarter. Coach Edwards telling his guys what he wants. Good coaching job in this contest by both head coaches so far.
Yeah, they've made good adjustments both sides.
No one going to drive. Kicks back out to Lance. Lance going to fire the three a little wide of the mark. Colleen's called for the over-the-back foul. Going to walk the other way for free throws.
About the worst case scenario right there for Clay County, you know. Time would have run out without the whistle. Tough call there.
Driver at the line, the senior here on senior down at Macon County High School, hitting his first free throw of these two. 42-36, Tigers in front. Andrew Smith checking out. Tiger Westmore checking in for this final 2.4 seconds of the third. Hits a moat. Here's the inbound. Nolan Adams with it. Desperation heave at the buzzer. No good. Third quarter ends. 7 points the lead for Macon County. 43-36.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County trails 43-36, headed into the fourth quarter. They're down by 7 at this point. And for Clay County, leading the way is Nate Adams. He's got 21 points. Lance Burchett has 2. Weston Burwell, big third quarter to keep Clay County within striking distance with 11. And Nolan Adams has 2 for the Dogs. Brady Driver has 10 after scoring 8 in that third quarter. Kason Gregory still with 11 points, all coming in the first quarter for the Tigers, who lead by 7, 43-36. This Dog Scoring Summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
It is a lot, Thomas, that's for sure. Macon County with the possession to open this final 8 minutes of play. Clay trailing by 7. How long? Well, we know the answer. I started to say, how long will Adams sit with those four personals? The time was now. Nate on the floor in the lineup.
Burble, Adams, Burchett, and here's another three by Driver. On the floor, we've got the Adams brothers, Lance Burchett, Weston Burble, and Hayden Adams. Four Adamses. Actually, three. Three Adamses on the floor for Clay County. Nolan to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebound mix for the Tigers. Macon County up by 10, perhaps their biggest lead. Actually, they led by a little more. No?
No, it's a 9-point lead in that first quarter, Daniel, so this is the largest lead of the game. Macon County on a 5-7, 10-0 run. Just to be honest with you, it was a tie ball game, 36 all, with 2 minutes left in the third when they went on. They're on a 10-0 run at this point.
So this takeaway here for Clay County, a big one. Needing to come up with some points, stop this run, breathe life back into this contest. Right now, momentum favoring the white and blue.
You see Macon County going to the 2-3 zone. That's how you bust it.
Nate Adams with that fifth made three-pointer of this contest. Couldn't have come at a better time.
Good bucket for us right there. Owens is going to counter now and bring his big guy back.
10 points and 7 points just feels a lot different, doesn't it?
It does.
And now trying to go back out to 10 and successfully so Brady Driver. We talked about Nate Adams hitting the threes tonight. Driver having an even better night, actually, has had four. Adams with five, Driver with four from behind the arc. Nolan Adams into the paint, kicks to his brother. Nate going to fire. Misfires on this one. Rebound Hudson. 6 minutes left in this fourth and final quarter. 49-39 the score.
Oh, good little turnover right there. Tapped it off his leg, looked like. Nolan right there.
I started to say Nolan Adams there, I believe, on the pressure, wasn't he?
Yeah, looked like he may have tipped it off of him.
Biggest lead Macon had the last time was 5 points. Biggest Clay County lead back on November the 28th was 17. Weston Burble, your old step, kicks to Hayden Adams. And now Hayden Adams, that's a bucket. Breakout night for the junior. White Browning out due to ankle injury. Not sure, honestly, even when the tournament starts, in what kind of shape he'll be in. I know he'll give us everything he's got. But after Hayden Adams,
right there too.
We saw Brady Driver. Doug, you had the better look. Driver hit Burble?
Yeah, threw the ball, hit him with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coach Owens didn't see it. He wants an explanation. At least he's acting like he didn't see it. Officials talking now about what's going on. Coach Edwards choosing Weston Burble and Nate Adams here.
The question was if he was going to sub Tyler in. If he Tyler could have subbed in his shot, though.
Right.
You know, but that was the question of him at the table, if he wanted to be in to shoot or was going to pick another shooter.
Okay. So Nate hits the first free throw. Second one's away. No good. 7 points the difference, 49-42. 5:30 left in the contest. Clay trailing by 7. Coach Owens wanting a timeout. And now he's getting it. We'll take it with him. As we said, 5:31 left in the fourth. 49-42, Macon County's advantage.
Lana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
The wait is up.
back here mid-play. Clay County missing on a Lance Burchett jumper. Macon County the rebound and the turnover. Hudson looking for Gregory on the baseline. Coach Owens very unhappy.
And that Perez wide open. A good pass, and he's got that. He just threw it away.
Definitely is a frustrating thing for a coach there to know you had an easy two and misfire on it. Clay County back on the offensive end. Nate Adams going to drive. Kicks off to nobody. Another turnover. Miscommunication between Nate and Weston. Nate thought Weston was going to bounce back out. Weston instead was cutting into the lane.
Yeah, just a little miscommunication is all it was.
Same thing that happened at the other end for the Tigers.
Yeah.
49-42. Making up by five. 4:50 and ticking, fourth quarter. Hudson inside to Krantz. Krantz to the hoop. Misses the shot. Hayden Adams on the defense. Scrum for the ball. Now Adams going to be called for the foul as a Macon County student steps over him. In my opinion, none warranted. I don't know that he had to do such a thing. Did not make contact with Adams, though. As you can see from the video feed, those students just 3 feet away from the playing surface here.
Pretty close.
And it's legal and allowed, but definitely a home court advantage the way this is laid out for Macon County. Tigers to inbound from in front of that student section. 4:40 mark of the fourth. Hudson, corner three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Lance, full head of steam across the timeline behind the back. Going to put on the brakes. Let everybody catch up. Sets up at right wing. Backs it up. Coach Edwards up now, sending in his instructions. A handoff to Nate. Whistles blow. An offensive foul? Oh, Coach Owens now getting a warning. Running that mouth a little too much tonight.
Yeah, he wanted to carry on Lance there when he kind of got the stumble when he backed up on the dribble. He was making the motion and out on the court. Anytime you come out on the court during live action, you're going to get a warning.
You're going to get a warning if you don't get the technical.
Yeah.
Listener Randy Cherry posted on the comments here, I see Red Bullen beating Piggott County just now. According to what he said, we were right. I guess Thomas Monday night when we told Coach McKinney in person is Westmoreland hits a three. The bucket's going to count.
I think it's going to be our ball.
Foul on the floor simultaneously. Basket
good. And I think it's going to be our ball right
foul
here.
Foul on Hudson. We saw this the other night. Big news out of Birdstown. If Randy Cherry's report's correct, I know it is. That's going to force a tie between Clay County and Red Bull, and in the standings, both of them going to be 3-5. So a coin toss coming tomorrow morning between Coach Edwards. And now an offensive foul called on Lance Burchett on the inbound. I got sidetracked by that big news out of Birdstown. Let's reiterate here. 4:06 left in this fourth. The three-pointer from Westmoreland was good. We have a four-point game making up 49-45. The possession is Weston Burble with a steal as the Tigers have it. Burble handing it off to Nate. Nate, 6 foot jumper. No good. Foul
right there.
Paul Krantz gets his fourth personal. Maybe it's just because we're in the midst of the black, purple, and gold faithful tonight, but this could be the rowdiest I've felt a Clay County crowd this year.
They're pretty rowdy right now.
I think in large part feeding off the energy from the Macon County student section.
I believe so, Daniel.
Nate with a big shot there and feeding off of Coach Owens' energy as well. Three-point game now after the free throw was good by Nate. Second one's also good. 2 points the difference. Timeout taken by Macon County. Looks like that Red Bull and win was a three-point variety. A tight one in Birdstown. Congratulations to the Red Dogs. Timeout taken here. Clay County 47, Macon County 49, 3:50 left to play.
Over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Lafayette for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Clay County's cut it to 2, Daniel. Under 4 minutes to play.
There they have. Gotten back close after that 10-point making county lead. Tigers with it. Inside to Gregory. Outside to Mix. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Nolan Adams. 3:30 to play. 47-49. Dogs down by 2. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 30-second variety. We'll stay on air here real quick. Let's break this thing down one more time just to clarify. A huge coin toss coming tomorrow morning when the District 7A coaches get together. Red Bull and Clay County both have 3-5 conference records. The loser of that coin toss will be in the district quarterfinal play-in game, elimination basketball against Clark Ray, Tuesday night at Livingston Academy. We do not want to lose that coin toss.
Well, the biggest part about the coin toss is you win it, you got a reason spot guaranteed.
Yeah.
If you lose it, you're one and done, you know. So you got it's tough. You definitely want that to go in your favor.
Yeah, and it's even bigger for Clay County, and you mentioned it in the beginning, Doug, because of Wyatt Browning and that injury, you know.
Nice move by Lance for the hole.
I have to think it'd be tough to play with for Wyatt to play on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Tie ball game after Lance Burchett out of the timeout. Here's a steal. Weston Burble with a steal. Comes the other way. Has it knocked away by Flowers. 49-49 here, guys. Yeah, it was. He's just really playing the best ball of the season. We've said it a lot. And for those of you just tuning in, we've had a huge game out of junior Hayden Adams, who's been filling in for the injured Wyatt Browning a lot tonight. Not offensively, so to speak, but just hustle-wise in his defense.
Well, he changed the game on defense for us.
He did.
He changed it.
Burchett with it out top. 2:55 and ticking. 49-49. Tie ball game in this rivalry matchup. Westmoreland, corner three.
Big shot, Kyler.
Westmoreland with 2 big three-pointers here in the fourth quarter to give Clay County a 3-point lead. First time we've been up in a while. Driver is having a big game for Macon County from behind the arc. Going to go inside instead to Hudson. His shot no good. Hayden Adams nearly had the rebound. Gregory instead. And Kyler Westmoreland called for the foul. I almost thought they were going to get Gregory for fouling Adams. However, all of the contact came through the basketball. Both of them had a hand on it.
Yeah, that was just probably a good no call. We'd like to have seen that call, but it's probably a good no call.
Gregory completes the three-point play, and we're tied up again. 52 all, 2:20 left in this one. Clay County slow playing it here. Nate Adams going to run the point. Kicks to Burchett. Burchett, three-pointer. In the air! Lance Burchett is 2 is the other side of the pillar.
Yeah, and he's made a little run here. He scored 5 points the last 3 possessions for us.
We saw him step up when it mattered big in the Jackson County game. Of course, the deficit was too much Tuesday night, but not for a lack of effort due to Burchett. Tiger Westmoreland called for another foul.
Yeah, what's impressive about Lance and making those shots here of late when we needed them most, guys, he struggled in this game. He's taking a lot of shots, but he has the confidence to keep shooting it. And that's what you get with Lance Burchett. As you like to say, Doug, shooters got to shoot.
Yeah, got to shoot.
Burchett won't be rattled. 55-52, Clay in front. Minute 54 is the Tigers inbound. Misfire on the three-pointer. Scrum for the ball. Picked up by Hudson. Driver, Flowers, three-pointer, left side, in there.
Banks it in.
Banked it in off the glass. And we're knotted up 55-55. Minute 35 and ticking. Nolan Adams dribbles over towards Coach Edwards. finds out what the 24-year veteran wants to do.
He's about to take a timeout here. He's going to let it run down a little, get a timeout, get Nate and Lance back in here.
Adjusting his guys, backs up Andrew Smith. Edwards standing there, calm himself, hands on hips. I think that's why his players so often in these big moments calm and collected, because he is as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Doug, you have to think that Coach Owens will come out of this 2-3 zone on the last possession of the ball game too. Good job by him staying in it right here.
Yeah, well, when Rob makes the adjustment, he may adjust different when he calls the timeout to get his guys in. So Rob, he's going to go for the last shot right here. He's going to go for his possession.
Verbal, yeah. They're doing a good thing. Nolan had been dribbling, and, you know, you could make a mistake dribbling. Verbal come over, took it from him, handed it back. Now he can stand and hold it, and now he can make a play off the dribble. So a minor detail.
Well, now if they do come up with a little pressure, he's got a dribble now.
Here we go. 25 seconds, making content to let Clay play for this last shot.
Yeah, it's a tie ball game, you know.
He's going to go timeout right here.
The prior 31 minutes and some odd seconds come down to the last 15, actually 14.7, as Coach Edwards takes this timeout. Players will sit for a full timeout. We'll play one ad. We'll come back, break it all down. Tied up here, 55-55, 14.7 left.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball here in Lafayette, Tennessee, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. What a game we got. It's tied up at 55, 14.7 seconds left, Doug. What's Coach Evers telling his team here?
Well, be patient. Get the ball in the hands of your guys. He's wanting Nate and Lance to be the guy. Nate mainly. Lance ready to go. But there's got to be ready to see guard that. You know, Kyler Edwards, they got to be ready to go.
Yeah, and you got Kyler, the two seniors, Kyler Westmoreland and Andrew Smith. You got to think they may have an opportunity at a big shot here.
Yeah.
Merge it with it. Gives to Nate. 10 seconds on the clock. 55-55.
Going to play it straight up, Doug.
Isolation play. Adams drives. Shoots. Scores! 2 seconds on the clock. Driver with it. Fires the desperation. Three. It's three and good. Clay County,
nice
the summit of Macon County, has to ride. There's our jubilation everywhere. We'll swing the camera around. Shane Smith fired up. He's up here congratulating HSN table. Final score, 57-55. Nice win. Credit the Tigers with a hard-fought game. But it's Coach Edwards in the black, purple, and gold coming out of the fan tonight with a win. 57-55, Nate Adams, a buzzer beater.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lenders, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Farm Bureau postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network. Fair winds over here in Lafayette tonight. Girls, a dominant one. Boys, an outstanding thriller on a buzzer beater. Final score, 57-55 off that Nate Adams buzzer beater. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by none other than Eco Panels of Tennessee.
What a game, guys. You know, Clay County honestly trailed the majority of it. They got down by as many as 9 in the first quarter and then rallied for a 2-point lead midway through the second, trailed by 3. At halftime, also by 7, heading into the fourth quarter. And then it was just man on man down the stretch. Doug, Clay County made the last play to win this ball game, and it was made by Nate Adams. And this was a game, I don't know, it seemed like multiple games within one game. You know,
yeah.
We saw the post play early on. We saw Hayden Adams come in and change that. We saw Nate Adams from the outside, Lance Burchett making big shots, Kyler Westmoreland making big shots. I don't know. You tell me, Doug.
Well, you can't explain it, number one. You bring Hayden Adams in, it may have got a couple of minutes in a game here and there.
50 total on the season,
yeah,
through 20 plus.
Played the majority of this game tonight, changed everything this game. He came out with just good, solid, physical defense and frustrated those guys and turned that game back to our favor a little. And then everybody else stepped up and made plays along with Nate. You know, big three by Lance, big and Kyler. Those are, and like I said, it just generated well after Hayden has come in and just changed it.
Right, and Weston Verbal in the third quarter, everybody else is struggling. Weston has 6 of his 11 there. You know, so it's like, I don't know, when Clay County needed something, somebody stepped up and gave it to him. No matter if it's a reserve player, a starter, whoever it was, just a great performance from the Dogs.
It was. Lance Burchett did what you just talked about. He stepped up then that later part of that fourth and had a stretch where he had, you know, around 10 points all within a couple minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it came down to You know, Nate Adams, who else do you want the ball in their hands? He's that guy. When the game's on the line, he wants to take that shot, just like all the greats want to take it. And you know, he just living in the moment there, Doug.
And as a coach, that's what you want. You want your guy to want that ball. Nate wants the ball. Not that the others didn't,
sure.
But Nate wants it, and Nate's going to make good decisions for you. That's what you want.
Yeah, great spin move, and it was what we talked about coming into this and throughout, that mid-range jumper that he's been just almost perfect at lately.
Yeah, like a layup to him right now.
That's man. Right.
When he gets that, it's just like he's shooting a layup.
For Macon County, they go down the scoreboard. They also had guys that stepped up. We saw Gregory get it started. He had 11 in the first quarter, finished with 14 in the game. And then we saw Brady Driver come in the second half, start knocking down threes. He had 16 in the contest. Dalton Hudson, good solid game from here with 8. Also, McCabe Mix with 8. Braylon Flowers, a big 3 there late for Macon County. And then Krantz, I don't know if I mentioned him or not, I was jumping around, had 6 points. So, you know, this is a pretty good Macon County team.
Yeah. Well, and going out of this game, both coaches have to feel good about a little momentum. Even though Macon had a loss, they feel good about what happened tonight, other than the loss part of it, because district play getting ready to start with both teams, them and their district, they've got to feel good about what they've seen tonight going into tournament play.
Sure.
For Clay County, Hayden Adams got the bucket, and it was a big one down the stretch, but we all talked about him throughout, too, guys. It's not just about those 2 points he had.
No.
Just really stepped up for this team.
Well, he knew what he wanted right there. Nate, no hesitation. He had in his mind what he was going to do, and he executed it to perfection.
No doubt. Kyler Rushmore had 6. Nolan Adams had 2. Lance Burchett, 7. 5 of those coming in that fourth quarter. Weston Burwell, 11. I won't lie, I missed a point somewhere, so I'm giving it to Nate. I'm having him with 29.
Very well could be. Pretty safe bet, as a rule. Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Bonnet State Block Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. One more quick break, come right back and announce tonight's TDS Top Performers. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. And, you know, we often talk about this. Even one time I suggested a couple years ago we did a panel on it and let everybody say somebody different. Because sometimes there's, a lot of great candidates, and this is one of those nights in both contests. Starting off with the girls as usual, and, a couple games ago back at Gordonsville, we announced Stacey Wicks, the TDS top performer, and talked about a big game for her. Well, she's the TDS top performer again tonight, because it wasn't a flash in the pan isolated incident that took place down at Gordonsville a couple games ago. We saw a repeat, and honestly, maybe even a one-up of that performance here tonight. She's getting more confident and aggressive offensively. We saw her with the first bucket of the contest. And, you know, how many times this year has that happened, that we see Wakes drive the right side of the lane, contested, and put in a bucket? I'm pretty sure it was the first one, one of the first. But I just think she's becoming a more polished basketball player, and we're starting to see her be more than just a defensive player.
Oh, definitely. And she's that dirty work kid for the girls.
Sure.
You know, we talk about Weston a lot. Some of the stuff don't show up in the stat sheet. Lacey's done that, and then what's turned her, like I said, she's got a little offensive-minded which is great. That's what we need out of her, and she just solid. Now she's a solid player.
The player you're talking about ended up being a completed and one attempt,
yeah.
Daniel. She stole the ball at midcourt, took it all the way to the hoop, and she had to elevate to get up over and finish that layup while she was taking the harm and went to the free throw line and knocked it down too.
Yeah.
And to me, that just, I don't know, it really gave her that confidence you're talking about, Doug,
yeah.
The rest of the game. Every time, because she gets her hand on the ball. We all know that in every game. Tonight, she was taking it to the other end and finishing. And I don't know, just the way she affects the game. You talk about it, Doug. It's not just about points and stats. She affects the game, too, with the deflections, with the just her presence out on the outside. If you're a guard, you don't want Lacey Weeks anywhere around you because she's going to knock it loose.
Yeah, and if you watch Lacey play, you couldn't tell she's had one of the worst games in her career or the best game.
That's something we hadn't said. You're right.
She just plays. It's excellent.
Yeah, no doubt.
Moving on to boys action. What a contest. A lot of great options there. We went with junior Hayden Adams. What a performance from a guy that, honestly, when this contest started, I don't know Coach Edwards' mind. I don't think it was probably in the original game plan to send him out for a ton of action. But Kyler Westmore took the start in place of White Browning, went with the guards due to the good play of Gregory down low. We had to have an answer. They had two posts. We had one with Weston Burple. Somebody else had to go out there. Well, Hayden Adams got the call early second quarter, I think it was. Something, and he took over things with just the outright hustle that he had in this contest. And it's the thing I've always loved about the young man. He gives everything he's got on everything he does.
Yeah, and this game was getting away from Clay County. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We saw Gregory just dominating inside, and Hayden Adams came in and changed the whole trajectory of what was going to happen here tonight.
Yeah.
Hayden Adams doesn't have a chance to make the game winner without Hayden Adams and the way he played. And I said that just a second ago, not many times you give it to somebody else other than the guy that made the shot to win the game, but that shot doesn't happen without what Hayden Adams did. And
exactly, and he's one of those kids, if you talk to Coach Edwards, it's a kid you love to coach because you ask him to do something. He may not have the ability to do it, but he's going to try to do it, and Hayden gives you effort. And tonight, like you said, he come in, frustrated those guys, got Gregory on the bench with his play.
Got him out of the ball game.
Yes.
That was huge.
And never got back in the game, really, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an excellent job of Hayden.
Another thing that impressed me, too, after he performed against Gregory, with Gregory on the bench, Coach Edwards went with him. He wasn't just a specialist to guard Gregory. He was the head of that 2-3 zone that got Clay County back in this ballgame.
Definitely.
And here's the last thing I'll say about it. You've got a kid that's a junior that played in the JV game prior to the varsity contest tonight.
That's right.
A kid that has stuck with the team, knows his role on it, knows he's not a feature guy. Could easily, he's a starter in football. He could easily say, this is my thing. I'm going to go over here and do this. But he don't do that. He waits his turn. If he never sees the floor, he's okay with that. He just wants to work, be a part of it, make things better. Well, tonight, he finally had that chance to shine, and he got what he deserved for all that hard work and all that waiting. Great job.
Yeah, set a standard for players, too, in my opinion. I've always said, when you get the opportunity, you got to seize it. You got to take advantage of it. Let me tell you something. Hayden Adams just earned some playing time.
Coach Ayers has got to love this going into district play, knowing, hey, I can go to him right here a little bit.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So, we'll play him against Red Bowling's big guys or whoever, you know.
Yeah. Just an outstanding night by Hayden.
Lacey Weeks and Hayden Adams, tonight's top performers, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Good night here in Lafayette. First time we'd ever broadcast from this gym. I kind of like it. We may have to come back.
I do, too. Great digs right here.
Yeah.
Basketball tomorrow night in Joe Sims Gym, senior night in Salina for the seniors from both squads and the managers and the cheerleaders. Special start time due to Jellico request. Going to start at 5:30 rather than 6 o'clock, so don't show up late. We do want you to come out. We'll be broadcasting, but as we always encourage you to do so, come out in person if possible. Come honor these seniors in their final regular season home game. They will be honored between contests. It'll be a rematch with Jellico, a game that last Saturday the girls won handily, and the boys lost a heartbreaker 82-80. chance of revenge for them.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they've been in a couple of those games since then and come out on the right side of
it. Red Bull and tonight.
Yep. These are tournament tough games for you. Get you ready, and they went the gauntlet with it.
Folks, we greatly appreciate you tuning in. We greatly appreciate Joe Sims and Doug Strong for joining us. As always, tonight, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.